breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. President Trump continues to rearrange his cabinet. Attorney General Pam Bondi has been fired and interim successor chosen.
Word of Bondi being ousted as the nation's top law enforcement officer comes amid multiple media reports that the president had become increasingly frustrated with her job performance. People familiar with the matter say he was unhappy with Bondi's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files and hurdles that the Justice Department had encountered in investigations into Donald Trump's perceived enemies. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, another Trump loyalist, will serve as the acting AG. Greg Clugston, Washington.
War Secretary Hegseth is fired, the Army's top uniformed officer, Army Chief of Staff General Randy George. Two other generals have also been sacked, no reasons given. Israel reports incoming fire from Iran. Kuwait and Bahrain say they've been attacked as well. In Iran, eight people were killed when a major suspension bridge was hit by a U.S. airstrike. NASA's Artemis II astronauts have fired their engines. They're now blazing toward the moon.
I am so excited to be able to tell you that for the first time since 1972, during Apollo 17, human beings have left Earth orbit. With Artemis II's successful 5-minute and 50-second translunar injection burn this evening, our four crew members are now on their trajectory toward the moon.
NASA's Lori Glaze. We're about to find out how the job market fared last month. The government's March employment report comes out later this morning. The consensus among economists is that employers added roughly 59,000 jobs last month. Non-farm payrolls shrank by 92,000 jobs in February. Wall Street closed today in observance of Good Friday. The market ended mixed in trading yesterday. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
Quiet right around the Baltimore region. All lanes are open on the Beltway. Just be aware there is some patchy fog here or there, so be alert as you head out the door. In fact, at the Bay Bridge, there is a fog advisory in play, so stay alert as you cross the bridge, but all lanes are open. In Odenton, both directions of Telegraph Road between Jason's Landing Way and Norcross Lane closed because of a crash that brought a pole and wires into the roadway. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off cool for your Friday morning. Foggy and misty conditions as well. Do expect the sun to break out a little bit later today in warmer numbers with highs in the upper 70s. Breezy to windy conditions as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
48 degrees in White Marsh and 46 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Mayor Brandon Scott has released a statement following Thursday's police-involved shooting in the 1700 block of Pennsylvania Avenue. The mayor says the city is fully cooperating with the investigation and the police department will follow all internal investigation protocols. No officers were injured in the incident and the 35-year-old victim is in critical but stable condition. The mayor has directed MONSI to activate a coordinated neighborhood stabilization response in the area surrounding the incident. And members of Maryland's congressional delegation delegation are reacting to the firing of U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi. 7th District Congressman Kwesi Enfume posted a message saying, "The incompetent U.S. Attorney General, who in 15 short months has turned the Justice Department into the Just ICE Department, has finally fallen out of favor with her boss." And 6th District Representative April McLean Delaney says, "After a grotesque failure on the Epstein files and politicizing the Justice Department, Pam Bondi is out." Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 371, the pick 4, 8404. It's 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically for rescue natural supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with code RELIEF. Powered by patent collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduced stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com and use code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with code RELIEF.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, another opening day for the Birds today, this time as an opponent in Pittsburgh. Manager Craig Albernaz was asked, what, if anything, changes on the road for Baltimore?
Nothing. Nothing changes. It's just day one mentality. No off day tomorrow. Happy flight and game one in Pittsburgh.
Bird sending Kyle Bradish to the hill for his second turn through the rotation, looking to go deeper than the 4 2/3 he pitched last Saturday against the Minnesota Twins. Meanwhile, the Caps' playoff chances dealt a serious blow last night by the U.S. Olympic hero.
Jesper Bratt with Hughes on his left. Gives it up. Hughes!
Don LaGreca had the call on MSG TV, part of a five-point night for the American hero, and it doomed the Caps. 7-3 was the final. Washington 3 points out now with 6 games left to play. Coming up in 30 minutes, who Tiger Woods was on the phone with when he got arrested. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
And a top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM. In Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It's a Friday, Good Friday, April 3rd, 2026. Coming up on the program today, Baltimore Police Commissioner bemoaning the fact there are juvenile crime exploding, more arrests, and he's calling on lawmakers to stop it. Maryland's Easy Pass fines are being questioned by lawmakers, some up into the $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 range. because it's out of control. But a top story here today, President Trump has fired his Attorney General, Pam Bondi, and replaced her for the moment with the Deputy Attorney General and the interim, Todd Blanche, who was a presence of personal close attorney, and working with Pam Bondi over at the Department of Justice. And we're going to talk about why and who will be the next nominee for the Attorney General in just a second. But my thoughts on this, and again, I did like Pam Bondi when she was the Attorney General of Florida. I do think that this is a very difficult job for no matter who is selected. There are expectations are sky high. She botched the release of the Epstein files. There are many people who want to see heads roll that were responsible for lawfare, for the coup that tried to take down the president. And while some of that may be going on as we speak, I don't think it was happening fast enough for President Trump, because let's face it, we're now into the second year of his term, and no significant arrests have been made or trials have been conducted, and people want to see action. Todd Blanche, who is going to be taking over in the interim until the next nominee can be confirmed, reacted to the news.
The Department of Justice is working hard every day. It was working hard yesterday, and we're going to keep on working hard tomorrow. And I'm honored that President Trump has asked me to step in as acting, and also much appreciative for what Pam Bondi did for the past year.
Ultimately, people are going to say it was the Epstein files that, again, got her, deep-sixed. And I think that's part of it, but I think there's a bigger picture here. Blanche commenting on the Epstein saga.
The Epstein files has been a saga that's lasted for the past year. And what happened when the president signed the Transparency Act is the Department of Justice has now released all the files with respect to the Epstein saga.
And while Pam Bondi did a lot of good things as far as helping violent crime being reduced, lowest, I think, since the 1900s in this country, helped with the immigration law enforcement and also to help crack down on child exploitation. That's a big thing that she doesn't get much credit for at the Justice Department. It just wasn't enough when it comes to the serious attempt to overthrow this president. And Chip Roy says this is what people want to see in the next attorney general.
Everybody I talk to at home in Texas wants to see action on the Epstein files. They want to see action. They want to see prosecution.
Yeah, and again, we didn't see that. We did get an indictment on the J6 pipe bomber, but that took a long time to happen. Look, and I think Bondi's replacement, we'll get to that in just a second, is going to be important. But you have to understand the rot, that corruption that exists within the Injustice Department. It's going to take a Herculean effort to root it out, because it was allowed, the tentacles of this corruption were allowed to reach deep into the department. The National Security Division again, you still have Obama appointees and people linked to Obama still working at Justice Department, pushing back from within. So you need a strong individual to be the next attorney general, somebody who's A, confirmable. I mean, you got to get them through the Rhino Senate. Remember that. You've got to get enough votes, at least a majority of 51, to get the next person confirmed. So I'd like to get your thoughts on who that should be. I have some thoughts, and I'll share them with you later because I don't want to blow. Steal your thunder, but I'd like to hear what you think. Who do you think should be President Trump's nominee? We hear names like Lee Zeldin, and we hear some other names that are being bandied about, Andrew Bailey. But I'd like to hear who you think should be the next attorney general who is confirmable. Give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us your thoughts, am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show, and our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. 613, good Friday traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck is off today, and in with the report is Doug Kelly.
Traffic is good to go on the Beltway system. All lanes open, top to bottom, side to side. Very light volumes, so no delay. There's a minor delay in northbound 895 in the Harbor Tunnel. Nothing all that major. The Fort McHenry Tunnel, both directions of 95, seeing a minor slowdown. But again, nothing all that major. South of town, 97, leaving the Beltway, 250 is good. Then 50 from 97 to and across the Bay Bridge, you'll find no delays. There is a fog advisory in place, though, at the Bay Bridge. So take it easy as you cross over. But you've got two lanes open open going to the east and 3 lanes open going to the west, so no congestion. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Easter weekend. Foggy and misty again this morning. And we're going to get some sunshine later this afternoon. And the temperatures will be in the upper 70s. A slight breeze there. Tomorrow stays warm. And then we have a good chance for rain on Easter Sunday. And today unfolds, we'll probably have a better idea when that rain is supposed to arrive. Right now, 46 and cloudy in Columbia. It is 48 and cloudy in the Annapolis area. And time for some one-liner news. Pam Bondi's been fired as Attorney General. Right now, Pam and Christie are consoling each other with a picture of margaritas, as you might imagine. Now, she's going back to the private sector. It was initially reported she was going to stay on the administration. We don't know where she's going to land as of yet. The police body cam video has been released of Tiger Woods' DUI arrest. The PGA announced that Tiger is no longer the captain of the next Ryder Cup team, because that would be a bad look for someone who's been arrested for DUI to be holding a big cup in celebration, of course. But here is some of the body cam audio of Tiger Woods that they released yesterday.
Come down my phone, and all of a sudden, boom.
Can you tell me what happened real quick?
Yeah, I was looking down at my phone, gonna look at changing stations, and next thing I know, boom.
Are you okay? Feeling
yeah,
hurt?
Totally fine.
Okay.
Totally fine. Are you all right? Are you in any pain?
No pain.
No back pain, no neck pain?
No.
Knee?
Nope.
Unfortunately for the accident, you are at fault.
Yep.
And subsequently, you are issued a citation for careless driving resulting in a crash.
Okay.
Make sure
and push your hands behind your back. So at this time, I do
believe your normal faculties are impaired,
okay? And you're under that unknown substance,
okay? So at this time,
you're at
the
risk for DUI. Yes, sir.
Yeah, some Narco.
It's
Narco? Yeah, okay.
You can hear them putting the handcuffs on Tiger Woods at that point. But he at one point made a phone call, and police were asking him to return to the scene. He had walked down the road a little bit, and as he is approaching the police officers, he says, yeah, I just got off a call to the president. Meeting President Trump. Now, I don't know if he actually called the president or he just claimed he called the president. But as far as I know, President Trump, he was kind of shocked when he heard the news that Tiger had been arrested for DUI. So it appeared to me that was news to him. So I think Tiger tried to use it to influence the officers and didn't actually talk to the president. But we'll let the president basically respond to that. In an effort to improve morale, Starbucks will now pay their baristas weekly and offer quarterly bonuses. We hear they're going to be a quarterly bonus about $300. That means they now can afford coffee at Starbucks. Reports of the death of Jonathan the tortoise, the world's oldest living animal, 193 years of age, turned out to be an April Fool's gag. Because you know, I had never heard this, but then again, news about tortoises usually travel slowly. You know, bad stuff today, folks. The bathroom on Artemis II spacecraft is not working. You know, it's like my dad always used to say, you should have gone into the bathroom before we left. But here's a little bit of that conversation yesterday.
Hate to break it to you, the toilet's broken.
Okay, we've had a problem here.
Element won't flush.
This is Houston, say again, please.
All right, Houston, we've had a problem.
I gotta take a leak.
Okay, stand by, we're looking at it.
Maybe more.
It's one small step for man, one giant for mankind.
Progressing beautifully.
Thank you, ground control.
I think that's yeah, you get all these scientific technological reasons, but apparently you got three dudes and one lady on Artemis II. Apparently guys were leaving the seat up. Okay.
Oh, could make for very uncomfortable transportation.
Apparently, number one wasn't the problem. Number two was. That's very difficult. But they've got it fixed. That's the good news, that they got it fixed. This was CNN was asking a young kid about the historic launch of Artemis II, and listen to his response.
Why do you want to be here? Why do you love space? Why do you love being a part of history?
We're going back to the moon, that's why.
Oh, boy, I love it when CNN gets embarrassed, you know. That was great. It's like, what are you talking about? We're going back to the moon. Indeed. So they're on their way to the moon as we speak. And we'll hear from Reed Wiseman, Baltimore County native, coming up a little bit later on in the program. All right, you can give us a call here, 410-922-6680. Who do you think the nominee should be for Attorney General? The interim is going to be Todd Blanche, but again, the next person is going to have to pass the confirmation process, just like Mark Wayne Mullen did to replace Kristi Noem. So that might be a factor, especially we got a bunch of rhinos that you got 53 Republicans in there. You got at least four rhinos in there. So you have to find a way to get navigate around the rhinos in the Senate. And then we've got the DHS shutdown that's going on right now and much, much more. So a lot on the president's plate, and there's this little military combat operations thing going on over in Iran as well. So give us a call. Let us know. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you are having any kind of hearing issues at all, I would highly recommend that you call my good friends at Audiology Associates, Dr. Melissa Segev, and, of course, her team of professional audiologists, or take a gentle, empathetic approach to any of your hearing issues. And whether you've got a wax problem, or some folks have inner ear infections that could affect their hearing, other times there are other reasons for hearing loss. But the best thing to do is get early treatment. Identify it early and then treat it early, whether that through any number of options, and it depends on what the problem is. But you want to be diagnosed early so they can be treated early. And the best news, again, we do know that as we age, hearing loss can lead to isolation. It could lead to social awkwardness. In some cases, it can lead to dementia. So we want to make sure that we do what we do with our, our health. Every year we get it checked, and sometimes we get our eyes checked every year. Well, you should at least have a benchmark hearing test as you start to get up there, so make sure that they know exactly where your hearing is now and what happens down the road. Call today, 410-944-3100, or you can go to online at aaiaudiology.com for your appointment today. 10 locations to serve you. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
622, 22 minutes after the hour, Pam Bondi has released a statement. First, I'll give you President Trump's statement. Pam Bondi is a great American patriot and loyal friend who faithfully served as my attorney general over the past year. Pam did a tremendous job overseeing a massive crackdown in crime across our country, with murders plummeting to their lowest levels since 1900. We love Pam, and she will be transitioning to a much-needed and important new job in the private sector, to be announced at a date in the near future. And our deputy attorney general and a very talented and respected legal mind, Todd Blanche, will step in to serve as acting attorney general. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Trump. The Bondi statement is, over the next month, I'll be working tirelessly to transition the office of attorney general to the amazing Todd Blanche before moving to an important private sector role I'm thrilled about, and where I will continue fighting for President Trump and this administration. Leading President Trump's historic and highly successful efforts to make America safer and more secure has been the honor of a lifetime, and easily the most consequential first year of the Department of Justice in American history. Since February of this of last year, we've secured the lowest murder rate in 125 years, secured first-ever terrorism convictions against members of Antifa, shattered domestic and transnational gangs across the country, taken custody of more than 90 key cartel figures, and won 24 favorable rulings at the Supreme Court. I remain eternally grateful for the trust that President Trump placed in me to make America safe again. So that are the statements yesterday, and then we'll start talking about who the next nominee should be. Oh, by the way, they were also the deep state was going after Tulsi Gabbard's head yesterday as well. The White House now debunked the fake news reports that Tulsi's on the hot seat. 623 traffic, weather on the threes. Sitting in for Chuck Whitaker this morning is Doug Kelly.
The only real issue around the Baltimore area continues to be some patchy ground fog here and there, so take care as you roll around the Baltimore Beltway. But all lanes are open, very light volume, so no congestion. There is a minor delay in the Harbor Tunnel both directions of 8. 95. You get through it rather quick. No real worries at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Maybe a little bit sluggish as you come out of the southbound side toward Key Highway. After that, the ride past 395 to the Beltway in the southwest corner, looking just fine. No issues on the Jones Falls Expressway from the Beltway to downtown. 95 northeast of town is good to go. No troubles on 795 or the Harrisburg Expressway. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. We start off foggy and misty here this morning, and then a little bit later on, sunshine will come out later this afternoon. Upper 70s, your high, and then tomorrow will stay warm as well, near 80 degrees. And then the downside of the forecast is the Easter Sunday. We are expecting a pretty good chance of rain. Right now, cloudy, 46 in Ellicott City, 46 in Pikesville. Again, President Trump, who does like Pam Bondi, but I think, and he's stuck with her for months, despite reported dissatisfaction with her performance, did cut her. Apparently, he fired her right before the speech on Wednesday night, and then... we were told as the news came out yesterday morning. But again, look, as I said, mixed results from her as a track record. So here's the question, who the next nominee should be. Now, Brian has said, I think Ted Cruz would be an excellent attorney general. I think so, too. But here's the problem. Anybody in the Senate, you know, you got slim margins now anyway. And I don't think you want to take out reliable votes for the president. That would be, you know, you got people like Ted Cruz. Andrew Bailey is being mentioned. I'm sorry, Eric Schmidt and others that have been previous prosecutors or attorneys general in other states. So that's going to be tough. Lee Zeldin's name keeps popping up as a potential because he's done an incredible job at the EPA. And he knows Washington, and he's confirmable, and he's very loyal to President Trump. So that's why everybody's focusing on Lee Zeldin. I'm going to throw another name out there that I think would be very good, would be the current U.S. Attorney General for Washington, Jeanine Pirro. Very loyal to President Trump, very trustworthy, no nonsense. She, you know, as a judge and an attorney, she, of course, is doing a bang-up job and helping to crack down on the crime in the D.C. area as well. So Jeanine Pirro, I think, would be good. Some are suggesting Stephen Miller would be good, but I don't know if he's confirmable through the Senate. He ruffles a lot of feathers with the rhinos, but I do support Stephen Miller. Other names keep coming up, like Ed Martin and Jeff Clark, but I don't think those individuals are going to be confirmable with the Rhino. So the big question here is you got to find somebody that is going to be able to get you through the process, and it's not going to be a bloody, long, drawn-out process, because we got a lot of stuff going on right now, and you need the exactly right person. And I think that with the Kristi Noem situation, President Trump did find that person in Mark Wayne Mullen. Now, is there another person like Mark Wayne out there right now? It could be Lee Zeldin. I don't know, but I do think that my pick would be Jeanine Pirro, because I think she's an excellent legal mind, and she's tough. She would not let the slings and arrows of the inside the Beltway types get to her. The question is, does she want it? Is that something she'd want to do? I think if the president asked her, she would serve. So those are just some of the names that are being bandied about. There are many more, and if you'd like to you know, comment, you certainly can, to 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. The White House is denying the Daily Mail. And I told you the other day, Daily Mail is tabloid. And a lot of people use it as a news source. You have to be very careful with the Daily Mail. It is a London tabloid. And a lot of clickbait, a lot of unsubstantiated stories are printed in that. But they are claiming that Bondi was fired for tipping off Eric Swalwell about the FBI's release of the Fang Fang files. The White House saying, not true. Not true at all. And a former J6, a former FBI agent and J6 defendant, Jared Wise, has officially resigned from his senior position at the DOJ. Wait till you hear why. He announced on X, Wise revealed that the rot within the federal government is so deep that the only way to truly expose the FBI and DOJ's weaponization against Trump supporters is from the outside. That's a major resignation. And I think when you look at it, it is something that it's very difficult to do. From when, as I said, the National Security Division has to be gutted, really. And you still got Obama appointees serving in some of these sensitive areas. Coming up also, Pete Hegseth has fired two more senior Army generals. We'll tell you why one of them is hitting the pavement in just a second. Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realtor. And he is going to make sure that your home sells for the asking price and in the time frame that it needs to sell. Otherwise, he'll pay it. Pay you market price for it himself, pay in cash. That's the guarantee you get when you list and sign the contract with Vinny Steele and, of course, his agents at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Because Vinny has a database of 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home right now today. And so oftentimes your home is sold even before it hits the open market or the MLS. So call Vinny, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or go online at vinnysteele.com. It's 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. The update here with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. City police are investigating a double shooting in East Baltimore. Officers were called to the 2000 block of East Hoffman Street at around 8:30 Thursday night and found that two people had been shot and left the scene to go to a hospital. After arriving at the hospital, police learned that a 29-year-old man suffered multiple gunshot wounds and a 35-year-old woman was grazed by a bullet. They say the man is in critical condition. Investigators are trying to determine what led to the shooting. Anne Arundel County Police say a Baltimore man is accused of dealing drugs from a rideshare vehicle. The rideshare driver went into a business on Elkridge Landing Road on Wednesday night and called police to report that his passenger was dealing drugs. Police say when officers arrived, they found 31-year-old Montarius Wise in the vehicle with a loaded handgun in his waistband. Police also say they recovered suspected heroin, fentanyl, cocaine, oxycodone, and marijuana on Wise, and he was arrested. A former health and physical education teacher at Perry Hall High School has pleaded guilty to charges that include the sexual abuse of a minor and fourth-degree sex offense for incidents involving students. Sean Brooks pleaded guilty in Baltimore County Circuit Court on Thursday, and as part of the plea deal, the Harford County State's Attorney's Office and U.S. Attorney's Office will not pursue charges related to another girl. According to a local newspaper, Brooks is scheduled to be sentenced on September 21st, and he will have to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. And the annual Salisbury Marathon, half marathon, and 5K races take place this Saturday, and there will be some road closures beginning today. Starting at 1 p.m., the downtown plaza West Main Street from Market Street to Division Street will be closed for events set up. Beginning at 6 tomorrow morning, there will be a number of additional closures, and there's a full list available at skymarathon.com. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
Good looking wreck continues throughout the Baltimore area. Very late volume on the Beltway. All lanes are open. However, in Severn and Arundel County, for the continued closure both directions of Telegraph Road, that's Maryland 170, between Norcross Lane and Jason's Landing Way. This is because of a crash that brought a pole of wires into the roadway. Fog advisory, though, at the Bay Bridge. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio. Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off cool for your Friday morning. Foggy and misty conditions as well. Do expect the sun to break out a little bit later today in warmer numbers with highs in the upper 70s. Breezy to windy conditions as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, after an off day yesterday, the Birds are back in action this afternoon against the Pirates. It's Pittsburgh's home opener. It'll be the debut of baseball's number one prospect, Pirates shortstop Connor Griffin. He and the team finalizing an historic 9-year, $140 million contract, the largest for a player before making their MLB debut. Meanwhile, the O's come in today with a rested bullpen from the day off yesterday and the stellar work by Albert Suarez on Wednesday.
Yeah, that was a huge three innings for us with Al. His flight was at 6 a.m., 12:35 game, so he was probably running on a little bit of adrenaline. I hope.
Manager Craig Albernez will send Kyle Bradish to the hill for his second turn through the rotation this afternoon. Ravens news, the team gearing up for the start of the offseason program on Monday. All eyes, of course, on Lamar to see if he shows. Here's head coach Jesse Minter addressing that at the owners' meeting in Phoenix.
I know Lamar's excited. I think he is excited about some of the changes. We've had a lot of good connection points. But, the off-season program is voluntary.
We've said it before and we'll say it again. No, don't qualify it. Don't let him off the hook. You're paying him $50 million. If your quarterback doesn't show up, then who should show up? Leaders lead and players who want to win Super Bowls volunteer. Body cam footage released yesterday of Tiger Woods' arrest shows this five-time Masters champion claiming he just got off the phone with the quote-unquote president. It wasn't clear if Woods was referring to President Trump. The president's former daughter-in-law, Vanessa Trump, is dating Tiger Woods. Other golf news, Phil Mickelson announcing yesterday that he will miss next week's Masters and be out for an extended period because of a personal health matter. It'll mark the first time in 32 years that both Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson would miss the first major of the season. And finally, a heartfelt thank you to a Baltimore broadcasting great.
It was 57 seconds left in Cleveland. The Hayes in the barn!
Longtime WBAL TV sports director and Ravens radio play-by-play broadcaster Jerry Sandusky announcing his retirement on Wednesday. 42 years in the business, 38 of them in Baltimore. His dad, of course, an assistant on some of those great Colt teams under Don Shula. And a hometown boy making good. And just a personal note, when I first came to this market, Jerry Sandusky was one of the first people who extended a hand to a guy who didn't know anything. Thank you, Jerry, for that. And thank you, Jerry, for 38 great years. The time now is 6:36. When we return, everybody loves a good poll.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
6 degrees of separation.
Yes.
My father was a classmate with Jerry's dad at Villanova. John,
wow.
John Sandusky.
You're going back to the 40s?
Yeah.
Maybe 50s?
Yeah, back in the 50s.
Wow.
Yeah exactly.
Okay.
So they went to Villanova together. So a little bit of a 6 degrees of separation, as
yep.
they say.
Jerry's a great guy,
yep.
and we wish him obviously
wish
the
him
best.
All the best.
Wants to be with
and
family.
He wanted to prioritize family, and I understand that, and especially when it comes to the grandchildren.
Absolutely, boy, you got that right.
Yep.
Hey, the poll in the Baltimore. So, well, actually, it wasn't a Baltimore Sun poll. It was a UMBC poll. Malia
right.
Cromer did it on many things in Maryland, but how deep do Oriole roots go in Maryland? And her poll apparently shows that 40% of all Marylanders. Keep in mind, this was a poll, only 804 people were interviewed, but 40% of all Marylanders are Oriole fans,
right.
which isn't surprising. I think it's actually pretty good, because a lot of Marylanders live in the western Maryland-type counties,
right.
actually closer to Pittsburgh than they are to Baltimore.
Yep.
That's number one.
You got that in D.C. area.
Correct.
So again, you think of the Eastern Shore and the Baltimore Metro is it's pretty good, I guess.
Right. But I think the biggest thing to come out of the poll, which actually isn't surprising again, it kind of just reinforces things. The large majority of them are 55 and over.
Yeah.
The older generation who had history
yes.
of greatness,
when
Oriole greatness.
They were one of the greatest baseball franchises in history.
Exactly.
During the 60s and 70s. That's, I guess, who's still identifying with the Orioles. They haven't been winning so much of late.
And that, of course, is right up our alley here at WCBM, number one. Number two, younger fans, 18 to 29, I think, or 18 to 35, right, lean more towards the Nationals, actually, than they do the Orioles. Yeah. So that's an interesting
because
thing.
Because they won a World Series, 18?
In 18, right.
Yeah,
Steven Strasburg.
Right.
So that's an interesting thing for the Orioles, though, because they have to figure out a way, and I guess they are, maybe they aren't, I don't know, of getting those younger fans to come to the games, watch the games, be a part of the team, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. It's a good evaluation there. All right. Thanks, Gary. Yep. Appreciate that. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War, has ousted two more senior Army generals, along with the General Randy George. He, of course, is the 41st Chief of Staff of the Army. And that was announced effective immediately yesterday. So all told, you got General George is out and others. Now, no specific statement from Hegseth. Sean Parnell, who is the Pentagon spokesman, said General George will be retiring from his position as the 41st Chief of Staff of the Army effective immediately. Department of War, grateful for General George's decades of service to our nation. We wish him well in his retirement. But General George and others were very tightly connected to Biden's SecDef Lloyd Austin. Also, I think the main reason why you're seeing this is because of the position they took on the jab. Remember, they forced members of the military to take the jab, and that did not sit well with President Trump or with Secretary of War Hegseth. In fact, Catherine Herridge, the excellent investigative reporter, has this story about Caroline Stancic, who was in the military and was forced to take the jab and nearly died as a result of it.
I'm 24 years old. I have had three heart attacks, a mini stroke, and I am now getting a pacemaker.
According to this Army memo, your debilitating heart condition can be caused by either COVID-19 infection or the COVID-19 vaccine. Have you ever tested positive for COVID-19?
I don't have a single positive test for COVID-19.
So is this Army memo an acknowledgement that your heart condition is the result of the COVID vaccine?
It 100% is an acknowledgement that it was a result of the vaccine.
What was the cost of following orders?
I mean, it pretty much cost my whole life.
It's a sacred military pledge to leave no one behind. Were you left behind by the Army and the National Guard?
I was left behind and trampled. They watched it, they came back, walked all over me, and then left again.
That's a very serious charge.
I'm very serious when I say it.
So that's Caroline Stancic, the age of 24. Her heart injuries were so severe she needed a pacemaker. She said that she didn't want the jab. She asked for an exemption. She was refused. Then when she took it, that's when her problems began. And that General Randy George ignored her case until Catherine Herridge's investigation. And again, she lost her military medical insurance. She lived a nightmare. And after Catherine's investigation, Stancic was finally medically retired, received back pay. She's still working with the VA to resolve her medical debt that she ran up. And here's somebody that serves her country, that goes in and did a commendable job. And then this horrific order to mandate. If you wanted to get the vaccine, okay, get it. But there were religious exemptions. There were all sorts of exemptions of people, but not in the U.S. Armed Forces. They bought hook, line, and sinker the crap data that they were fed by the Biden regime. And I think that's a reason why General George and others now have been shown the door at the Pentagon, and rightfully so. All right, so keep that in mind. 410-922-6680. We're still taking your nominees for Pam Bondi. Who should be the next attorney general? Who do you think is confirmable? Love to hear your thoughts there. Right now in for Chuck on traffic and weather on the threes. Let's get an update with Doug Kelly.
Traffic looking good on the Beltway system. All lanes are open, top to bottom, side to side. No congestion. The Jones Falls Expressway good from the Beltway to downtown and back. No worries on the Harrisburg Expressway in from Pennsylvania to the Beltway. Northeast of town, 95 good from the Beltway out to the Susquehanna River. Northwest of town, no issues on 795 between Rushers Allentown and Pikesville. 70 leaving the Beltway to the west all the way out to Frederick. You'll find no major delay, but in Frederick, northbound 15 at I-70, watch out for the crash. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Foggy and misty start to the day. Sunshine later on this afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s with a slight breeze. Tomorrow will be warm. Highs near 80. And then, of course, we do have a chance for rain on Easter Sunday, sad to report. And right now, we're looking at, again, foggy, misty, cool and chilly right now here this morning. Only 46 degrees in Reisterstown. And it is 51 in Ocean City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
You've had a full day.
Yeah, Butterball's got a full day today, that's for sure. He is off for this Good Friday. Meanwhile, Arby's is launching the new French Dip Royale as a premium take on the fast food chain's signature French Dip and Swiss sandwich. So that'll be a cost at $8.69 around at Arby's. Khloe Kardashian, you know, if you're a celebrity, you got to have two things, either some kind of food product or tequila. Khloe Kardashian has chosen the former. And Cloud Protein Chips, and they're spelled K-H-L-O-U-D because of Khloe's name, K-H-L-O-E. The Cloud Protein Chips hit the market next week. The first expansion beyond its viral protein popcorn. These are protein tortilla chips made from non-GMO corn, masa, and avocado oil. 7 grams of protein in each serving. Red Lobster might be bringing back the very thing that helped bankrupt it. Happy Days may be here again. The iconic seafood chain is rumored to be bringing back its endless shrimp promotion. And again, got to read the fine print. I've never gone through this. I don't know if there's anybody out there. I mean, eventually they figure you're going to get full.
We'll have to ask Chuck.
Yeah, he'd be the only one.
How far can you go?
How far can one go with endless shrimp? Eventually it does come to an end. But apparently some people were, you know, they were really going to town. They like get starving themselves for days and they go and eat.
How much shrimp can you even eat?
I would get tired probably after half a pound or a pound of steamed shrimp. I can't eat anymore, but we'll see what happens. But that's just crazy. And finally, would you engage, if you like sushi, it's called Push Pop Sushi Rolls. They're now featured in New York City. And it's sushi that's inside a cardboard tube, and you push it up like you do a popsicle to eat it. Costs $15 to $18 a tube. And the folks who have tried it says it's really not even that good sushi, so.
Gee, shocker.
What was your first hint? That you got it at a gas station?
No, thank you.
Who knows?
Know. For many reasons, no.
That's just incredible. But so are you ready for the big Easter dinner?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of small. We kind of did ours last week, so okay. A little bit smaller. But maybe we'll enjoy some seafood since typically the kids and the men in our family don't always like that. So my mom and I might do something a little smaller, but I'm still making the Watergate salad. That's my go-to.
Oh, okay.
I always had, growing up, we always had, my grandmother would do a great meal, but I always had a great aunt that brought Watergate salad.
What is that? I've never had it. What is Watergate salad?
It's like the pistachio, the jello pudding. It's all kinds. It's like pineapple bits and whipped cream and marshmallow, all the bad stuff I don't normally eat, but it's green, it's
a holiday,
and it's happy. Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
okay, that's great.
Gathering for tomorrow. What about you?
What we do then, we do some ham and Polish kielbasa. And it got Irish potatoes, so we got a little bit of everything going on there. And I make the homemade macaroni and cheese, which my children and grandchildren absolutely love. They devour it. So it's all good stuff. But you know what I find out? I tried last year. I tried this spiral sliced ham. I find that it gets too dry, you know, in the oven. So I'm going back to the standard ham. And I like to glaze it during the process. Yeah. The other stuff, you cook it and then you glaze it after, and it just gets too dried out. Nothing worse than dry ham.
It's not the same. Or greasy, or it's the other extreme. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not a big ham person, but I was like my grandmother's, and she would do it the old way.
Now, did she do it with pineapple? And
she wouldn't do a pineapple, but she would do a really good glaze.
Okay, regular glaze.
Cloves and all that stuff. That was still my favorite.
Maraschino cherry sauce on it and stuff.
Yeah. She did that. But everybody's got their own little.
Yeah, brown sugar. Brown sugar is the key. You got to get the brown sugar in there.
Well, enjoy.
All right, thanks, Kristen. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Let me tell you, we're going to talk about these Easy Pass fines in just a second, but I want to tell you my Easy Pass story. I have... obviously a couple easy passes in the family. You got one for me and the wife. And so we were coming back from a trip, and it was working for most. My easy pass was apparently working for most of the trip, and apparently the last toll I went through on 95 here in Maryland, it didn't. And so I get one of those, bills that they take a picture of your license plate. You know, it's a pay-by-plate, whatever. And I'm going, that's funny, because I had an easy pass, and it's there, and why didn't it pick up the easy pass? So it was a $6 toll. Not that big of a deal. Actually, when you have easy pass, I think it's $4. So I call up the folks at easy pass. And they say, yeah, we don't understand why it's working. But, you know, they, because I immediately address it as soon as I get it, because I know you're going to get fined if you don't pay it on time. It's a $25 fine, for the toll. And so they, very nice. I got through. It wasn't a long wait. And they sent me a brand new EasyPass transponder out. The only problem is they wouldn't take $4, even though I was an EasyPass customer. They were insistent on I had to pay the $6. All right, big deal. $2 extra. But it was the principle of the thing for me. I wanted to make sure that, look, I'm an EasyPass customer. You know, I should only have to pay the $4. But, you know, she said they can't do that. Once it goes out for $6, you got to pay the $6. I said, okay. Paid the $6, got my EasyPass transponder. Everything else is fine. But now I'm hearing these horror stories from everybody out there that if you, for some reason, miss a toll, and then these fines start, and if you don't pay it, they just accrue. And we hear some of the amounts that people are having to pay and what they're settling for. And now that's gotten the attention of lawmakers, both Republicans and Democrats. So we'll talk about that next, coming up in just a second, as well as some of your thoughts on who should be the next Attorney General of the United States. It's 6:51. You're listening to Casey and Company.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. Today is Good Friday, the day in which Christians remember the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. As difficult as it is to replay a murder of an innocent man over and over again each Easter season, without the price that he paid on the cross, the rest of us would have no hope of spending eternity in heaven above. One of the last things Jesus said before he died was, "It is finished." He had come to die to save mankind from their sins, a term rarely used today. By dying on the cross and shedding his blood, he accomplished that which his Father in heaven sent him to do. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Are you one of the whosoevers who believes? If you believe his shed blood is sufficient to cover your sins, ask for his forgiveness, and I'll join you and all the other believers one day on the other side. That's the only hope we have in this world. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
6:52, 8 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. All right, your nominations for Attorney General rolling in here. Michael says, how about Alina Haba? I like that one. I think that would be a great choice, Alina Haba. A good legal mind, no-nonsense individual. Let's see, this is from Robert Middle River. He likes Trey Gowdy. Thanks, Robert. You have a great Easter, too. Not a fan of the Trey Gowdy. I think he went nowhere. He goes in circles. Benghazi. Based on Benghazi investigation alone, he should not be the Attorney General. Elsewhere, we've got Paz, who says, when it comes time to select the next AG, any person who voted to confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson for SCOTUS should be disqualified from the process. KBJ is an embarrassing DEI disaster. Yeah, if I have time, maybe we'll play her argument before the Supreme Court on birthright citizenship the other day, and she truly embarrassed herself. All right, 6:53, and time for once again traffic and weather on the threes. In for Chuck Whitaker, here is Doug Kelly.
In Essex, Baltimore County, 702 at Old Eastern Avenue, the traffic signals are on flash, so use caution through that intersection. In Frederick, on westbound Route 70, the off-ramp to Route 15, the right lane of the exit ramp and the service road are blocked as they work with the accident. In Annapolis at the Bay Bridge, the fog advisory remains in place, so take care as you cross over the bay, but all lanes are open, two going to the east and three going to the west, so no congestion. Telegraph Road, Maryland 170 closed between Jason's Landing Way and Norcross Lane because of a pole and wires down on the roadway as a result of a crash from the overnight. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 weather authority forecast, foggy and misty start to the day, sunshine later this afternoon, upper 70s, and a slight breeze, and nice and warm for Saturday, up highs near again near 80, and then rain is expected for Easter Sunday. So we're talking about Easy Pass, and this resident of Essex, Breezy Ludwig, was interviewed by Fox 45, and she says her daily $1.40 commute through the Fort McHenry Tunnel spiraled into a staggering number amount in tolls and fines, a debt she still can't fully explain.
They then attach a $25 civil penalty to each of those pay-by-plate $6 tolls, and so that is how it balloons to like this inflated number that's terrifying and feels immobilizing.
How bad was it for Breezy Ludwig? This is just staggering.
It amounted to, at one point, a little over $54,000, which at the time felt paralyzing. And then over the course of about 2 years, we settled, quote unquote, with Easy Pass, having some of those penalties waived for just under $8,000.
Now, Ludwig's case is not isolated here. Of course, across Maryland, drivers are now reporting toll debt ballooning into the tens of thousands of dollars. And some are now disputing the accuracy of the Easy Pass charges or say they weren't aware of them, while others simply say they can't afford the high penalties. Well, in my case, you know, I had an Easy Pass transponder that apparently was no longer working. It worked for half the trip. The second half of the trip, it didn't work, so I called and they sent out a replacement. And that one's working fine. But I did get a notice of toll violation in the mail, and I'm wondering if stuff's getting lost in the mail or people aren't getting these toll violations. And when you don't, if you're not getting it or not seeing it, yeah, the fines are going to accrue. Here's just a montage of those that were testifying before the Maryland General Assembly just the other day.
My original toll would have been $900, but with penalties and fees, it had ballooned to $30,000.
Easy Pass now claims I owe nearly $100,000.
Every day I'm completely scared to take my car because my registration is expired. I can't afford the $35,000.
Yeah, and I think that this might be another thing where Republicans could step in, be the gubernatorial candidates. One, get rid of Veep altogether. I know Ed Hale Sr. has suggested that. Two, get rid of this nonsense. I understand that 95% of us do pay our tolls, and there's probably 5%. These tolls, come on. I mean, let's be reasonable on these fines. $25 per. And what if you don't know that your transponder's bad, and all of a sudden, a month later, you find out, and now you're facing $1,000 in fines, or whatever the case may be? Senator J.B. Jennings, along with another Democrat, has introduced a bill to address this problem.
I am not trying to get away with the tolls. You have to pay your toll if you go through it. And you should pay some, you know, your interest and somewhat of a fine. But sometimes it just gets so egregious.
And again, some of these are, you talk about egregious. According to J.B. Jennings, Communications Director Rebecca Powell, the $54,000 one is not a record. Heather Jerry said she owes nearly $100,000. Brett Wilson said his $900 in tolls grew to $30,000 before he realized there was a problem. And a nursing student said that she was completely scared to drive because she couldn't renew her registration with $35,000 in outstanding fines and tolls. And this, according to Breezy Ludwig, is predatory behavior by our state government.
I mean, any civil penalty that is four times the original violation amount is meant to punish and to paralyze. And yes, absolute predatory is the perfect word for it, for sure.
Now, this bill was going nowhere in the Maryland General Insane Asylum last week until Fox 45 Spotlight on Maryland did the story, and now it's passed out of the Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee this week, and it passed the full Senate yesterday. and its future remains uncertain. Just a week left now in the legislative session. No response from Governor Wes Moore's office. And again, these are the secret ways the state raises its additional revenue. They don't call it a tax increase. They don't call it a fee increase, but they do. They found ways to up the penalties and the punishment. And again, $25 fine on a $6 toll is ridiculous, as far as I'm concerned. I understand people should pay their debts, and but if you have a legitimate excuse, or for instance, in my case, the equipment failed. The state-issued transponder they gave me absolutely failed. Now, I acted quickly on it. Some people might not. They might figure out that there isn't a problem, or something gets lost in the mail, and you might realize until it's too late that you have an issue. But I was one of the more fortunate ones. But we've got to do something here to stop this predatory punishment and fining by the state on these easy pass. First, they made us do it. Remember, the incentive was you pay the full price in cash or you get the discount if you have the easy pass transponder. And then they pretty much made it almost mandatory for everybody. I don't know if in some cases, look, you want to save money. Everybody wants to save money. And now if you don't drive a lot of places where there's easy pass, I understand why you wouldn't want one to begin with. But get your thoughts on that here as well. Coming up next, Gold Star mom Tina Peters, her sentence has been overturned.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The help wanted sign is out at the Justice Department now that President Trump has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi. Choosing an interim successor, the president has not yet named a permanent replacement for Bondi.
The news follows months of scrutiny over the Justice Department's handling of files related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. Trump has named Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche as acting attorney general. Three people familiar with the matter say he has privately discussed Environmental Protection Agency head Lee Zeldin as a permanent pick. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
War Secretary Hegseth has fired Army Chief of Staff General Randy George and two other generals. A new book written by the Vice President of Colorado Springs-based ministry Focus on the Family is offering hope that the upcoming generation of Americans are embracing traditional values. Tim Gegline says as he lectures on college campuses, his message to young people is straightforward.
If you want a long-term measurable happiness, get married and stay married. Have children. Enjoy grandchildren. There is actually study after study that shows that the well-ordered society begins in what we call the natural nuclear family. What really matters is having a good life and a well-ordered society.
Tim Gegline's just published book is titled What Really Matters, Restoring a Legacy of Faith, Freedom, and Family. A U.S. attack on a major suspension bridge in Iran has left 8 people dead, according to Iranian state media. Iran, meanwhile, has attacked Israel, Kuwait, and Bahrain. NASA's Artemis II lunar mission continues unfolding just as planned. The 4 astronauts have exited Earth's orbit now. They're on their way toward the moon. No trading today on Wall Street. The stock market is closed. In observance of Good Friday, the market ended the day mixed yesterday. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has 4 flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
Volume picking up a little bit on the Beltway west side, south of 70 on the Adloop toward Route 40. Nothing else to worry about on the Beltway system with all lanes open otherwise. Southbound 95 as you come out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, a little bit busy toward Key Highway. Once you get past 395, though, the ride to the Beltway in the southwest corner is without issue. The Jones Falls Expressway, good to go. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off cool for your Friday morning. Foggy and misty conditions as well. Do expect the sun to break out a little bit later today in warmer numbers with highs in the upper 70s. Breezy to windy conditions as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
47 degrees in Owings Mills and 50 in Pasadena at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that two people were shot in East Baltimore on Thursday night on April 2nd around 8:27. Police responded to a shot spotter alert at the 2000 block of East Hoffman Street. Once police arrived, they learned that both victims had gone to a nearby hospital to seek treatment. And Essex resident Breezy Ludwig says a daily $1.40 commute through the Fort McHenry Tunnel spiraled into a staggering $54,000 in tolls and fines, a debt she still can't fully explain. Ludwig's case is not isolated. Across Maryland, drivers are reporting toll debt ballooning into the tens of thousands of dollars. And some dispute the accuracy of their E-ZPass charges or say they weren't aware of them, while others say they simply can't afford the high penalties. Now bipartisan lawmakers are stepping in with legislation aimed at giving the state more flexibility to reduce what some call egregious debt. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 371, the pick four, 8404. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. A couple things we learned about the Orioles in week one. Pete Alonso and Taylor Ward are worth the money. The pair combining for 15 hits and 47 trips, a homer and six driven in, as the Birds go 3-3 on the opening homestand. Also learning, manager Craig Albanez, with Jordan Westberg now on the 60-day injured list, satisfied with Kobe Mayo at third.
Mayo's been looking good at third. He's putting in great work ever since spring training up until this point.
Mayo, though, a bit slow at the bat, only 2-for-17, both hits coming in the 8-6 win over Minnesota. Birds will be in Pittsburgh today for the Pirates' home opener at 4:10 p.m. It'll be Kyle Bradish on the hill for Baltimore. Mitch Keller will draw the assignment for the Pirates. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, Ravens head coach Jesse Minter hard at work preparing for his players to return to the facility on Monday for the opening of off-season workouts.
You got to learn. There's a lot to learn. There's new systems. There's you know, really all three phases. There's a lot of new things. There's new coordinators. There's new coaches.
The biggest question, of course, is will Lamar participate? That is still unknown. On the ice last night in Newark, New Jersey, the Cavs met up with a playoff roadblock, otherwise known as an Olympic champion.
Jack Hughes through center. Across the line, Brown. Brown a toe drag to the backhand.
Hit from Hughes. Score! Brad Hughes again!
John LaGreca had the call on the MSG Network. A 5-point night for Jack Hughes. Devils crushed the Caps 7-3 and maybe their playoff chances. Caps are 3 points behind with 6 games left to play. Coming up in 30 minutes, one Ravens fan who's literally out of this world. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680. Keep those nominations coming in for the next Attorney General. We've heard some excellent ones so far this morning. And you can do that at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com, or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, nominees for the Trump Derangement Syndrome Lunatic of the Week, and they include James Carville and Don Lemon and others. So stay tuned for that. West Baltimore man shot by the Baltimore police in an altercation. You've got residents in West Baltimore up in arms, this guy was carrying a knife and had a gun in his backpack. So we'll hear from the commissioner on that. But our top story here today is that one of America's most prominent political prisoners is Gold Star mom Tina Peters. And if you don't remember the Tina Peters story, her son was a it was a special operations soldier who died, killed in action. And she, of course, out in Colorado, she was an election clerk for the one of the counties out of Mesa County, and she was in charge of overseeing state and federal elections. And she thought there was some funny business going on, and there probably was. And she made an effort to make sure that she made copies of the county records and files so that she could report what she believed to be election fraud, election violations. And of course, both the state officials, and now Colorado just is a blue Democrat nightmare, as in my birthplace in Denver. But unfortunately, it is now run by the radical left. And the Biden administration wanted to make an example of Tina Peters. Like, you don't dare question our elections. And so they went after her and they charged her with election crimes. They targeted Tina Peters. And the court claims that the fact that in this particular case, the courts in Colorado have systematically covered up Tina Peters' evidence that the election numbers in her county changed after an action was taken on her county's computers labeled a trusted build, which was mandated by the state. The Colorado courts ignored the records that had been changed. They then covered it up, and they went after Tina Peters for sharing what she found. She was railroaded and sentenced to 9 years in prison and is still in prison today. Well, yesterday, the Colorado Court of Appeals affirmed her convictions but reversed her sentencing back to the trial court. So, again, she's still not out of jail. She's still not off the hook. And even worse, the court ruled that President Trump or any president does not have the power to pardon Tina Peters for her state crimes, and that the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution does not apply to Tina Peters. I disagree with that. Hopefully, the Justice Department and the President will disagree with that, because she was in charge of overseeing a federal election. And the federal government under Joe Biden helped to railroad her into this conviction. So I think that the pardon power does apply. Now, they come up with this very flimsy excuse They said, had the founders wanted to extend the presidential pardon power to state offenses, they could have used language identical or similar to the several states later in the sentence, but they did not. Instead, they used only the United States, which must mean something different than the several states. I just think it's one of those things where the United States consists of what? It consists of not one federal entity. It consists of 50 different states. In fact, federalism, as it is known, is, again, these state governments have a 9th and 10th Amendment right. And the fact is that I do believe that the presidential pardon power extends to the entire country, including all 50 states. That might be one of those that goes all the way to the Supreme Court, and hopefully it does. So the good news is the sentencing has been overturned. The bad news is she's still in Colorado, and they could sentence her. Maybe they'll sentence her to time served and let her out because she's been ill. So the Tina Peters saga continues. This is, I think, right now our longest political prisoner so far as being held in jail is Gold Star mom Tina Peters, and I thought it was important that you get caught up to date with her case. 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update in for Chuck Whitaker this morning, who has the day off, is Doug Kelly.
Some patchy ground fog continues around the region, some misty drizzle as well, so just take care as you make your way around. Now, their fog advisory is in place at the Bay Bridge. Very foggy out over the water, so be very, very careful as you cross over. However, all lanes are open, 2 going east and 3 going west. Accident reported in Rosedale on Philadelphia Road, at Golden Ring Road, the crash in Ellicott City, Columbia Road south of Clarksville Pike. Traffic signals on flash 702 at Old Eastern Avenue. Now they're reporting a crash at that intersection. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, foggy, misty start to the day, sunshine later this afternoon, and it'll be warm, upper 70s for the high. Right now 46 in Reisterstown, cloudy skies, and it's 51 in 7 under cloudy skies. Time for a MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back, our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Sometimes I think the president could have been a stand-up comedian because he's got great comedic timing. He has got incredible wit. And he was in the holiday mood the other day when he was hosting an Easter event. And he was railing on the people that were after him on the No Kings rally over the weekend and said this.
They call me king now. Do you believe it? No king. I'm such a king, I can't get a ballroom approved. It's pretty amazing, right? I'm a king. If I was a king, we'd be doing a lot more. I'm doing a lot, but I could be doing a lot more if I was a king.
A panel did approve President Trump's White House ballroom project. The National Capital Planning Commission voted to approve it just the other day amid this legal battle with an activist judge. Then he went after French President Emmanuel Macron, and this for his wife's repeated slaps in the face.
Then I call up France, Macron, whose wife treats him extremely badly. And still recovering from the right to the jaw. And I say, Emmanuel, we'd love to have some help in the Gulf, even though we're setting records and knocking out bad people and knocking out ballistic missiles. We'd love to have some help. If you could you please send ships immediately? No. We cannot do that, Donald. We can do that after the war is won. I said, No, I don't need after the war is won, Emmanuel. Many of them said, we'll be there after the war is completed.
No, Donald. He's impersonating his accent. Meanwhile, France and other NATO countries are sending troops, but not for Iran or the Strait of Hormuz. They're sending troops to Greenland for exercises and to help defend the island just in case the U.S. goes in to invade Greenland. Can you imagine? I think it's time. Maybe you don't have to pull out of NATO. Just get our troops out of Europe and let them fend for themselves. You know, I think it's time. Meanwhile, President Trump spotted Erica Kirk at this function the other day and had some legal advice for her.
As we prepare to celebrate A thing called Happy Easter. Do we have that? Everyone happy? Anybody that doesn't want... Hello, darling. Wow, this is a good table. I like that table. You're doing well, right? Okay. I think you should sue him, but, you know... I told her, you ought to sue somebody. They're so jealous of Erica. I said, you ought to sue their... I can say you're not allowed to say this. You have to be nicer. Sue their ass off. But I want to thank all of those who are helping us honor Holy Week here. Let me tell you. I hate to say this. There have been more wars over religion than trade and everything else put together. So he's smiling because I'm had, you know, one nice little statement, then a nice... And you're right, it was sort of ironic, wasn't it? But it is true. Religion's an amazing subject of passion. It's a subject of passion. That's why.
Yeah, and what he's talking about with Erica Kirk is to sue the paid influencers and the podcast creeps that have been going after Erica Kirk from day one. And I'm not going to name names. We all know who they are. President Trump posted a video of Iran's biggest bridge being destroyed after threatening to send them back to the Stone Ages. He says, much more to follow. It's time for Iran to make a deal before it is too late. They took out the IRGC commander, General Mohammad Ali Fatalizadeh, the latest Iranian leader to be taking a permanent dirt nap. So that was great, great news there. The President of America is winning once again a year after Liberation Day when the tariffs went into place. Listen to where we are. Narrowing trade deficits. U.S. goods trade deficit has fallen 24%. The rebalancing of global trade has improved more than 63%. Foreigners, our producers, are bearing the cost of the tariffs, according to a Bank of England study, not the American people. Again, the Trump administration has secured more than 20 new trade agreements with major partners. Trillions in private and foreign investments are fueling an historic reshoring of American industry, bringing jobs, production, supply chains back home. Manufacturing activity is rebounding, and American workers are benefiting. Real wage gains of more than $1,400 in just 1 year. And the average tax refund is up significantly since the One Big Beautiful Bill. That's all happening. Oh, and one more thing. Egg prices are down 80% just in time for Easter. Now, the gas prices will come down eventually once the Strait of Hormuz is completely opened and the military combat operations end in Iran. And that's the way it was 439 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, your calls and comments coming up. We'll get some nominees for Attorney General. Folks are weighing in on Easy Pass and more. Plus, an update on the Birthright Citizenship Supreme Court case just the other day. You're listening to Casey and Company. My good friends, Mayor and Mayor over at Town Appliance, Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Right now, they got the 47th anniversary sale going on. We'll be heading in next week. My wife and I, we finally got our cabinets done so that we can now fit a taller refrigerator in our kitchen. That was quite the project, but we did get a lot of help from Mayor, who gave us some advice on that as well. So we'll be heading in next week to pick out the new fridge, and you should too, because right now, incredible pricing, great competitive pricing, customer service, 5-star. They want you as a customer for life. You can register to win a free coffee machine, no purchase necessary during their 47th anniversary sale. So if you want a single appliance or if you want an entire kitchen upgrade, Town Appliance is where you should go, right off Reisterstown Road for all your appliance needs.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Snoring, fatigue, sleep apnea. Dr. Wally is here to help. Tune in to Dr. Wally on sleep apnea every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WCBM. Get the answers you need starting Sunday at 5.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America.
This guy is out of touch.
We are watching how basic civil liberties are being trampled on. And so when I think about the legacy of this president and this vice president, honestly, I do not think history is going to remember them very well.
What? Are you crazy?
You're out of touch. I'm out.
7:22, 22 minutes after the hour. Mark has written in regarding Easy Pass. Hang on a second. That's the wrong one. Get the right text up here. This is Robert. I'm sorry. Apparently, the state of Maryland is keeping secrets. There was a news article that said Easy Pass is starting to issue window stickers with chips in them because the transponders have only a 10-year life and people don't know they're dead. So they keep on thinking that they're actually paying their tolls. Oh, great. Thanks, Robert. That's a new one on me. Why don't they tell us that? Why don't they just tell us up front that, hey, if your transponder's 10 years or older, call us and we'll issue something. But no, how many people now, this might be a big class action suit against the state if that one can be filed. If they knowingly kept this information from us and we have dead transponders and they're sending out toll violations and people are having to pay tens of thousands of dollars in fines. Uh-oh. Another thing that's happened on Governor Tex and Spend More's Watch. 7:23 traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker has Good Friday off. In with the update, here's Doug Kelly.
Watch of the accident in Essex affecting 702 at Old Eastern Avenue. Already have reports of the traffic signals on flash at that intersection. Philadelphia Road at Golden Ring Road in Rosedale. There is an accident reported. Columbia Road south of Clarksville Pike in Ellicott City. There's an accident and also dealing with a crash in Odenton that shuts down both directions of Telegraph Road between Jason's Landing Way and Norcross Lane. This crash from the overnight hours knocked a pole and wires into the roadway. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, foggy, misty start to the day, sunshine later on today, upper 70s for the high, and tomorrow stays warm near 80, and then we're going to get some rain on Easter Sunday. Unfortunately, that might ruin some of the Easter egg hunts, but we'll see. Right now, cloudy, 50 in Parkville, 47 in downtown Baltimore. Let's go to Sophia in Perry Hall. Good morning, Sophia. Sophia could not hang or fell out of the cell. Mark in Pikesville. Good morning, Mark. Again, Mark could not hang or fell out of the cell. So thanks for calling in. If your cell connection broke, then call us back and come on the show. Some other folks here weighing in regarding the Easy Pass situation. Dan says, not just tolls, Veep goes after you too. Predatory. We bought a used car in October 2022. We needed to renew the tags October 24. They said we first had to pay nearly $400. They said we were supposed to get the emissions test in the spring of 23, but we never saw a notice. Now, we've lived in Maryland all our lives, and we're in our 60s. We've never missed a notice before. We had to pay $400. We are hoping to exit Maryland as soon as possible. Yeah, this state, man, I'm telling you, it is corrupt as the day is long. As to the birthright citizenship case, Professor Jonathan Turley watching very closely what's been going on there in the oral arguments of the day. And he said that, again, we're insane if we don't rule in favor of the Trump administration.
You're perfectly correct. I mean, the fact that we are one of the few countries that continues to embrace birthright citizenship is perfectly insane. And it is a great danger to this government and to this republic. So the question for these justices is not necessarily if they agree with birthright citizenship. I expect the majority does not. But this is what I call in my Supreme Court class a default case. It's when the record is messy. Where do the justices run home to? And what was really astonishing yesterday is it appeared that we might have nine originalists on the court because the liberal justices started to channel Scalia and to say, oh, you know, we've got to stick with the original intent here. These are justices, when they look at other rights like the Second Amendment, treat that language as barely a speed bump. And they say, well, we have to look at this living Constitution and the problems we're facing today. Well, the problems we're facing today on birthright citizenship are existential in my view. But conservatives tend to be, well, conservative. So when their default is that they don't read much into the language, and they seem to be going back to the precedent here.
Yeah, and he's absolutely right about that, and the precedent then again. But what happens when the precedent is wrong, like in the Dred Scott decision that the Supreme Court? What happens when the Supreme Court justices get it wrong? And it's very difficult to overturn precedent. That's why this is a legal hurdle for President Trump. Now, he can do some other things with executive orders, and but Congress is going to have to weigh in this eventually. Very difficult to get rid of a constitutional amendment, I'll tell you that right now. But let's get in the Casey and Company time machine and go way back to one Democrat Senate Majority Leader, Stinky Harry. Senator Harry Reid said this about birthright citizenship.
If making it easy to be an illegal alien isn't enough, how about offering a reward for being an illegal immigrant? No sane country would do that, right? Guess again. If you break our laws by entering this country without permission and give birth to a child, we reward that child with U.S. citizenship and guarantee of full access to all public and social services this society provides. And that's a lot of services. Is it any wonder that two-thirds of the babies born at taxpayer expense at country county-run hospitals in Los Angeles are born to illegal alien mothers? Just when the American people think nothing can be more absurd than the way we deal, or rather don't deal, with illegal immigration, they discover that we have a political asylum system that would qualify us for Senator Proxmire's Golden Fleece Award 1,000 times over. I don't know why he didn't make this award. He should have.
Yeah, he should have. That's from a Democrat. That is from an old school Jeffersonian liberal Democrat saying that no sane country. Think about it. The theory that the Supreme Court is asking us to accept is that if all 8 billion people on this planet decided to come to the United States, and some of them became pregnant and delivered their child on U.S. soil, they would automatically become citizens. That is the very definition of insanity. That's why I'm hoping that this should really be a 6-3 decision in favor of the Trump administration, but something, you know, deep inside tells me that Roberts isn't going to go along with it, so it's going to have to be Amy Coney Barrett, and I get the willies thinking about which way she's going to rule. All right, it's 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The headlines are brought to you by Audiology Associates. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott has released a statement following Thursday's police-involved shooting in the 1700 block of Pennsylvania Avenue. The mayor says the city is fully cooperating with the investigation, and the police department will follow all internal investigation protocols. No officers were injured in the incident, and the 35-year-old victim is in critical but stable condition. The mayor has directed Monzi to activate a coordinated neighborhood stabilization response in the area surrounding the incident. And city police are investigating a double shooting in East Baltimore. Officers were called to the 2000 block of East Hoffman Street at around 8:30 Thursday night and found that two people had been shot and left the scene to go to a hospital. After arriving at the hospital, police learned that a 29-year-old man suffered multiple gunshot wounds and a 35-year-old woman was grazed by a bullet. Police say the man is in critical condition. Investigators are trying to determine what led to the shooting. And Anne Arundel County police say a Baltimore man is accused of dealing drugs from a rideshare vehicle. The rideshare driver went into a business on Elkridge Landing Road on Wednesday night and called police to report that his passenger was dealing drugs. Police say when officers arrived, they found 31-year-old Montarius Wise in the vehicle with a loaded handgun in his waistband. And Essex resident Breezy Ludwig says a daily $1.40 commute through the Fort McHenry Tunnel spiraled into a staggering $54,000 in tolls and fines, a debt she still can't fully explain. Ludwig's case is not isolated. Across Maryland, drivers are reporting toll debt ballooning into the tens of thousands of dollars. Some dispute the accuracy of their E-ZPass charges or say they weren't aware of them, while others say they simply can't afford the high penalties. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev. one of the doctors, and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
Accident working in Rosedale affecting Philadelphia Road at Golden Ring Road, 702 at Old Eastern Avenue. Traffic signals on flash. They're also reporting a crash at that intersection. Anne Arundel County, Maryland 10, the Arundel Expressway northbound at Ritchie Highway reporting the crash. Telegraph Road shut down in both directions between Norcross Lane and Jason's Landing Way because of the accident. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off cool for your Friday morning, foggy and misty conditions as well. Do expect the sun to break out a little bit later today in warmer numbers with highs in the upper 70s, breezy to windy conditions as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
All right, two things as far as Orioles baseball is concerned. First, the O's ABS Challenge walk-off on Wednesday needs to be revisited.
Pasayo for the win. Yes! The first ever ABS Challenge to end a game.
And then that was, of course, Kevin Brown with the call on Madison. But here's the kicker. Manager Albernaz's reaction in the postgame when he was told it was the first, but probably not the last, of its kind.
Was it really? You're not just making stuff up? I don't know you, so you might be making stuff up. You know, it's tough to trust.
Orioles back at it today against the Pirates at 4:10 p.m. It'll be Kyle Bradish taking the hill for Baltimore. Meanwhile, last night in Arizona, it was all Atlanta.
Matt Olson drives it out to center. Thomas is back. Is it above the yellow line? It is. And it's a solo homer for Matt Olson to get the party started in the desert on this Thursday night.
Brandon Gaudin had the call on Braves TV, and the party would last all night. The Braves with an 8-run fifth, part of a 17-2 final over the D-backs. Today's number of the day is zero, as in $0. That is the amount of state funding a proposed Baltimore soccer stadium will receive in 2026. The project, backed by DC United and led by CEO and co-chairman Jason Levien, partnered with NBA legend and Baltimore native Carmelo Anthony for a new 7,500-seat soccer stadium at Carroll Park. The project expected to cost $217 million, but again, no funding from the state. And finally, how about a shout-out this morning to a Ravens fan who was literally out of this world?
Good roll pitch.
Roger, roll pitch.
That's how it sounded when NASA was sending off spaceship Artemis II on its mission around the moon. The commander of Artemis II is longtime Ravens fan Reed Wiseman, who grew up in Baltimore. Wiseman leading the first crewed lunar flight since Apollo 17's moon landing mission 54 years ago. And if all goes well, we'll set a record for the farthest distance ever traveled from Earth, 252,000 miles. Right now, NASA working a battery temperature issue on the launch abort system of the Artemis II rocket. Hope everything is okay. Time now is 7:36. When we return, jobs that you can never do.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Sean, did you ever do anything for a living other than radio/media?
No.
No. So out of college?
Yes, so, in college.
In college.
Started in college in 1977.
Okay.
And I've been in it ever since. Next year will be my 50th
year.
50th
wow.
year in broadcasting.
Congratulations.
And I've done nothing else.
But. Okay. So have you ever thought about jobs that you could possibly, like, it's just impossible. I could never do that.
Yeah, sports.
Like an athlete.
No, like sportscasting.
That's not true. That is so not true. Now, here's the thing. Two jobs that they're at completely unable for me to accomplish.
Astronaut?
Is one.
Right.
Heart surgeon.
Okay.
Is another.
Really?
Yeah. Those two. And I know a heart surgeon, a family friend actually worked on my dad's heart back in the day. But yeah, so a heart surgeon and an astronaut. So yeah. When I see a story like Reed Wiseman from Baltimore, a Ravens fan, now captaining or commanding the Artemis II, I'm like, how in the world does that happen?
How about soldier?
I could, like, on the front line.
Yeah, or anywhere.
Yes, I can see myself in the military, but not on the front line.
I actually wanted to be a doctor at one point. I actually had thought about it and thought about majoring. I started off as a major in psychology in college, and then my sophomore year I did transition to radio, television, and communications. But, yeah, I had bought medical dictionaries and the whole nine yards, so I was always interested by medicine. But
so what happened?
I just didn't want to go to school till I was like 30.
And have $200,000 worth of debt.
Exactly.
What about a soldier? Did you ever think about it?
Yes, I did. At one point, I was very close to attending the Naval Academy when I was being recruited to play football out of DeMatha. Mm. But, you know, the short story there is I wore a uniform for like 8 years of my early life and said, I don't know if I want to wear one for the next 4 years or not.
So you come dressed like this instead every day.
Exactly. What can I say?
There you have it.
All right. Thanks so much, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And, of course, we are talking about the latest incident in West Baltimore. Officers responding to a fight. Wilson and Pennsylvania Avenue in the Upton neighborhood. And this, according to Police Commissioner Richard Worley, officers were watching a fight unfold on CCTV footage and notified patrol officers that one of the people involved was walking around with the knife. Here is Commissioner Worley describing what happened.
Following a brief foot pursuit, a struggle ensued. Officer attempted to take the suspect into custody. The suspect resisted, holding him into a satchel. They were struggling over a satchel that he had, which we eventually found out had a handgun in it. And then the officer tased him in an attempt to get him to comply. He refused, continued to fight. The officer wanted to tase him a second time. The suspect grabbed the taser.
The guy did not comply with police. He took off. Police then, in order to try to get him, they had to taser him. What happened next?
But for one person to be shot by officers again in our neighborhood, police are shoot first, ask questions, and we'll answer questions about it later. If you could visibly see a weapon in their hand or they threatening, then that's something different. But somebody you're tussling with or wrestling with that don't have a weapon, come on now, more attack. Y'all need to call backup, and it could have been 2-3 officers that could have tackled the person.
Yeah, and that's a West Baltimore resident who he thinks is a bad shooting. He thinks the police overreacted. But he did have a weapon. He was seen with a knife in his hand. And then I apparently dropped the knife. And then the commissioner, Worley, saying that they found something else in his backpack. And, you know, this is getting old. This guy had a prior record as well.
Just last year's officers recovered 2 handguns off the suspect in this same area.
Yeah. So this is a frequent offender. Probably, I'd like to see what his, we have not realized what his complete record is, but I think I'm sure it's a lengthy rap sheet. And so we have in this case in West Baltimore, and this is, you know, where it's the police are faulted immediately. They're not given the benefit of the doubt whatsoever, especially when people are seen with knives in their hand, et cetera. So that's something that ongoing. And again, we had another shooting in East Baltimore, leaving a 29-year-old man and a 35-year-old woman hospitalized last night as well. And that, of course, is just another day in Baltimore City, where the mayor and others think that it's just a lovely place to live and reside. All right, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to give us a call. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. But right now, we're just taking your calls. If you want to match wits with the panel, that today it's just Kristen and Maggie. Chuck has got the day off, so you can pick up some WCBM merchandise when you call in and reserve your spot as well. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk with Baltimore Sun reporter Tinashe Chingarande about how Republicans are now introducing a bill in Maryland trying to get Medicaid to pay for all these weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy, Mounjaro, etc. And also the Republican Party has cut ties with that operative who's been federally indicted on fraud charges. Been going on a long time. One wonders, why didn't anybody notice anything sooner rather than later? So that's coming up. And don't forget, Delegate Nino Mangione goes on the House a little bit later on here on the program right after the 8:30 news as well. So, again, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, give us a call right now. Reserve your spot, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and you'll get a chance to win some WCBM merchandise. Right now, a traffic and weather on the threes update at 743. In for Chuck Whitaker, here's Doug Kelly.
Some minor slowing southbound 95 coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. You break free after Key Highway. The rest of the ride to the Beltway in the southwest corner looking just fine. On the northbound side of 895, a sluggish ride north of the Steel Bridge through the Harbor Tunnel. But both directions of 95 and 895 between the tunnels and Split Merge in Rosedale with 895 and 95, you find no delays. Traffic all over the Beltway system running at a fine and steady pace with all lanes open. 795 clear between Pikesville and Reisterstown. No troubles on the 83s, either the Harrisburg or the Jones Falls Expressway. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast shaping up like this. A foggy and misty start to the day, and we're expecting some sunshine later on this afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 70s with a slight breeze. Tomorrow does stay warm, highs near 80, and chance for some rain will be on Easter Sunday. Could end up affecting your Easter egg hunt. And that is something that, we'll see what happens if we can squeeze it in or not. Right now, cloudy, 51 in Glen Burnie, 51 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We have no contestant today. Maggie versus Kristen today.
She's always right.
It's a ladies' night, or ladies' pretty morning much here this morning. Right, so. And, Chuck is hoping to improve his percentage by not picking one today.
Exactly.
Yeah, if he doesn't pick wrong, he can improve his percentage somewhat. That's at least what he told me off the record. All right. Story number one. Republican governor has just signed a bill in Idaho that could jail biological males for using women's bathrooms. Bill amends previous legislation and classifies the use of a designated bathroom or changing room for use by the opposite sex as a misdemeanor and can result up to 1 year in county jail. So, bio males, you better be put on notice. Story two, in 1948, it was Operation Beaver Drop. 76 beavers were dropped from an airplane with parachutes. All but one survived. Apparently, the beavers became a nuisance in one area of the northwestern United States. They decided to move them to a more mountainous region, and the best way to do that was by plane. So in August of 1948, a twin-engine plane took off with eight crates, and they parachuted a bunch of beavers into a mountain area, and only one apparently chewed its way out of the box while it was in the air and died. Pretty good success rate there. And story number three. An inventor who claims that he has built an air-powered car was found dead in the Nevada desert. Dr. James Holmes was about to demonstrate his oxygen-powered vehicle in Las Vegas when he suddenly vanished. Clark County sheriffs discovered his body this week.
And where did they find the body?
in the Nevada desert. Story one, Idaho governor signs bill that could put biological males in jail if they use the women's room. Story two, Operation Beaver Drop. And story three, an inventor who claims to have invented the air-powered car found dead in the Nevada desert. All right, Maggie, you have a big smile.
Why do you do this?
Well, you have a big smile on your face.
You always give it to me when it's absolutely outrageous. All of them outrageous. Well, jeez. Okay, it has to, because it's so ridiculous. I'm going to go with the beaver drop thing is so ridiculous, I'm going to say that's true. I'm going with number three as the fake.
Okay, Maggie goes story number three, Kristen.
You're trying to sway me.
Yeah, I guess I could see the Idaho governor story. That would be great if they could get that passed. The Republicans will probably find a way to screw it up themselves, but that's a good thought. And I am also between two and three. So maybe to be different, I guess I'll go with number two.
Kristen goes for Operation Beaver Drop. All right, nobody votes for story number one. That is a true story because the governor did sign it. That was out Brad Little in Idaho. And in 1948, Operation Beaver Drop did indeed happen. And story number three is our fake news story of the day. So Maggie...
You won.
So you complained about going first and on a Friday. And
under
now you
pressure, I work well.
You emerge victorious.
Yeah, I don't.
You are not swayed by the beaver story.
No, I'm not. The beavers will wreak havoc.
I'm surprised they didn't have more casualties, more dead beavers dropping them from airplanes.
I know of many living ones, and they've wreaked havoc in an area where I live. So
that's right. You have been
plagued. There's signs up and stuff.
You have been plagued by beavers where you live.
Well, up the... they've wreaked havoc.
Have you had any personal encounters with a beaver?
No, I have not, but I fear them that will happen.
Okay.
Where I used to go walking because there's signs up and stuff that they're all over the place.
What do you mean there's signs up?
There's signs up, beavers here,
What is that, like a beaver crossing sign?
Is there a deer crossing?
Is there a beaver crossing sign?
I don't know if it's beaver crossing. It's been a while since I've been back there because they wreak so much havoc that it's
like a swamp now. Beware of beaver?
Kind of.
Do they attack humans? Or
they
just
do
damage?
I don't know, but it says watch that they are near. And, just be weary. They will wreak havoc.
Do not feed or pet the beaver?
I
all right, just kind of wondering what kind of signs you would run into in the middle of the woods there.
There are signs, I tell you.
Okay.
Signs.
All right. If you say so, I believe you.
In Hines, Maryland, I say.
All right, I believe you. I'm near Bordies then.
Pretty much.
So, all right.
Right beside it.
So, are there beavers overrunning Bordies?
They've wreaked havoc, I tell you, on a recreational field. There used to be a trail. There was a trail. And you can't go through it now because the beavers have wreaked so much havoc that the creek kind of flooded over into that.
So my next question for you is, have you spotted any beavers on Beaver Dam Road?
I don't take that way home anymore. I used to, but
okay.
No, in my own neighborhood where I walk, the beavers have wreaked havoc.
Mm-hmm.
And there are signs to warn you of
Do us a favor. The next time you are harassed by a beaver... Can you take a picture and send it to us?
I will.
Okay.
I'll take a picture of the sign.
Take a video.
Yeah, take a video.
We'd like to see it. We'll put it up on the WCBM website.
Okay.
All right.
Game on.
Game on is right. 750. Best of Casey and Company. This may not qualify, folks. Available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Facebook pages and Rumble. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 2027 budget is a disaster for the future of Maryland. It hikes spending by over $4 billion and does almost nothing to solve the multi-billion dollar deficits looming next year and beyond. Governor Moore and the Democrats didn't find solutions. They found gimmicks. By shifting money between funds and pushing costs onto our counties, they simply kicked the can down the road and forced local taxpayers to pick up the tab for their fiscal irresponsibility. The appropriations and Senate finance chairs have long used these maneuvers to manipulate the budget and mislead the public. There was nothing brave or decent about this process or vote. They even held public safety funding hostage for the benefit of illegal alien criminals. In fact, the Democrats were so ashamed, they rushed the final vote, limiting debate and transparency. Anyone who voted for this budget has done a grave disservice to Maryland. Taxpayers deserve honesty and fiscal sanity, not games and lies. This budget is a $71 billion embarrassment.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up! fired up.
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Eight minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up next, the Trump Derangement Syndrome nominees for the week. And you can certainly vote by email or text here this morning as to who you think should be the winner. And we'll play those for you shortly. Top of the hour, Baltimore Sun reporter Tinashe Chingarande is going to join us to talk about the push for Republicans want Medicaid to cover the cost of weight loss drugs, which is going to cost us a lot more in the short term. But they're saying in the long term it could help with bringing health care costs down. So we'll get to that story in just a second. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker has Good Friday off, and in for Chuck is Doug Kelly.
Foggy conditions continue at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Be very careful as you cross over, but all lanes are open, two going to the east and three going to the west, so there is no congestion. They're dealing with a couple of accidents around town, including 702 at Old Eastern Avenue in Essex. Also reports that the traffic signals at that intersection are on flash. Rosedale, Philadelphia Road at Golden Ring Road for the accident. Columbia Road at Clarksville Pike in Ellicott City, they're dealing with a crash. Southbound BW Parkway between the Rundle Boulevard and 175. Traffic running a little slow. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Foggy, misty start. Sunshine a little bit later on this afternoon. Upper 70s. Slight breeze is expected. Tomorrow it'll stay warm with highs near 80. And then on Easter Sunday it'll be a little bit cooler because of the threat of rain. Right now we have cloudy and 52 in Dundalk. It is 52 in Millersville as well. Since being fired by the fake news network in 2023, Don Lemon has been making a living, become part of the anti-Trump deranged media, which is a collection of Trump deranged lefties and bitter former Republicans who speak only to each other and appear on each other's podcasts. This week, during an appearance on Pod Save America, Lemon hilariously said he's open to the idea of running for president.
I know people are going to think I'm crazy. This is going to be the headline, and people are going to laugh about it. I think I could be president of the United States. I could definitely run this country better than Donald Trump.
Well, it's amazing to me how highly Don thinks of himself. This is a narcissist. He's such an inflated sense of self-worth. Again, remember, he was the one that stormed the church in Minnesota this winter. He might be lucky to stay out of jail. He'd probably get community service. But he actually thinks he could be elected president, and then the unmitigated goal to think he would do a better job than President Trump. So that's nominee number one, Don Lemon. He says he could be president. Next is James Carville is drunk posting again. Someone needs to intervene. This time he's making an ominous promise after the midterms that Democrats are going to be investigating Trump and his family, and including his children, maybe even his grandchildren.
Then they're going to start going after you. Then they're going to start figuring out where all the money stolen is. Then they're going to go after you stupid jackass kids and their spouses and all the other bull that you see. And they're going to investigate you. And then when it comes to the stuff you're doing in Iran, I got to tell you, you're getting really, really, really close to war crimes here. You're probably going to cross the line.
I mean, it's a long, deranged rant. You can probably catch it online. But he also fantasized about violence against President Trump and made the threat on his podcast, Politicon, and personally insulted the president. And then, but they, going after people's children and or grandchildren is way below the pale. And, you know, it's, a lot of people like to call out President Trump. Remember when he made the comment about Robert Mueller, the dirty cop, where the both Republicans and Democrats came after President Trump? Where is that same sense of outrage for James Carville threatening Trump's children? Now, his children are grown and they're adults. They can take care of themselves. But family should be off limits. And that's just not the case for the Democrats. And finally, our final nominee is a Democrat of Nevada, Susie Lee, who describes herself as America's number one most bipartisan member of Congress. She posted and later deleted a profanity-laced response on X to the AP story about Trump's planned attendance at the Supreme Court birthright citizenship hearing just the other day. She said in her post, this is the first sitting president to attend oral arguments at the nation's highest court. It's so effing effed up. I pray they F him to his face. Sorry, I say F a lot these days. End of quote. She subsequently deleted the message. Well, so you have it. Those are nominees. Don Lemon, James Carville, the Raging Cajun Serpent Head, and Susie Lee saying, I pray that they F him to his face. That's, you know, they're unhinged. They all have Trump derangement syndrome, which, by the way, is a form of mental illness. And I do believe that this is mass formation psychosis that we're witnessing on the part of the Democratic Party. Law offices of Michael A. Freeman are there for you 24/7 should you ever need them. They are there, and they do a wonderful job. In fact, members of my immediate family have been helped by Michael, WCBM family, our extended listener family as well, have all benefited from the legal services at the Law offices of Michael A. Freeman for over 40 years. They've been putting your recovery priority number one in any serious accident that results in serious injury. And they take care of all the heavy lifting, everything from soup to nuts. And when it comes to diminution of value, if your vehicle's been totaled, or if you have medical bills and you need to pay them, and they can advance you costs, they can find you doctors if need be. So they take care of the little things that most firms won't touch, and it's a holistic approach to making sure that you recover, you get better, you get back to your family, back to work, back to running your business. All the important priorities in life they'll help you with, because you won't have to worry about a thing after you make the phone call at 410-363-6848 or toll free 1-800-782-7203, or you can go online maflaw.com and see them today. It's the law offices of Michael A. Freeman, and tell them I told you to call. All right, coming up next, we'll talk with Baltimore Sun reporter Tinashe Chingarande about a number of things involving the Maryland Republican Party. Stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is in the market for a new attorney general after handing Pam Bondi her walking paper.
In announcing the firing of Bondi, President Trump described her as a great American patriot and a loyal friend who faithfully served as attorney general. He praised her work and said she will be transitioning to a new job in the private sector. Despite his positive comments, the president was particularly unhappy with Bondi's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files. Writing on social media, the president said Bondi's deputy, Todd Blanche, will step in to serve as acting attorney general. Greg Clugston, Washington.
War Secretary Hegseth looking for a successor to the Army's top uniformed officer, General Randy George.
A Pentagon official has confirmed that George has been asked to take early retirement from the post of Army Chief of Staff, which he's held since August 2023. The ousting of George is just the latest of more than a dozen firings of top generals and admirals by Hegseth since he first took office last year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A couple of U.S. allies are answering President Trump's call to assure freedom of navigation in a strategic Mideast waterway.
French President Emmanuel Macron and his South Korean counterpart, Lee Jae-myung, say they have agreed to work together to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma says the strait has been effectively closed by Iran. Having left Earth's orbit, the Artemis II astronauts continue their journey toward the moon. The first space travelers to leave Earth's orbit since 1972, they are on course for a lunar flyaround early next week. No trading today on Wall Street. The financial markets are closed in observance of Good Friday. The market ended mixed in yesterday's trading, with the Dow closing 61 points lower. The Nasdaq and the S&P ended higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Meet Morgan Jones. Morgan is about to step into a world unknown to most, thanks to Progressive's Renters Insurance, a place of fresh linens and turndown service. You see, Morgan temporarily vacated her apartment and has gone to a hotel because a pipe burst in her apartment. A pipe that made her sense of reality and apartment ceiling all come crashing down. Luckily, Morgan checked into Progressive's Protection Zone. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house. It's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications the top employers are looking for right now. Visit MyComputerCareer.edu. And take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
On the Beltway in Lutherville, reporting a broken down vehicle in the roadway of the Beltway Inner Loop near Providence Road. Not seeing any huge delay past that activity, though. In Odenton, still dealing with the closure of Telegraph Road in both directions between Norcross Lane and Jason's Landing Way. This is because of the accident from the overnight hours that knocked a pole and wires into the roadway. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off cool for your Friday morning. Foggy and misty conditions as well. Do expect the sun to break out a little bit later today in warmer numbers with highs in the upper 70s. Breezy to windy conditions as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
48 degrees in Pikesville, 48 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Anthony Brown says the U.S. Department of Energy has rescinded its unlawful policy capping reimbursement for state energy programs and agreed to dismiss its appeal. In August, Maryland, a coalition of other states, sued the DOE over its new policy, saying it would threaten millions of dollars in funding for state energy programs. In September 2025, the U.S. District Court for the District of Oregon ruled in favor of the states and struck down DOE's policy. Brown says this is a major victory that ensures Maryland and other states can continue to reduce harmful emissions, lower energy costs, and deliver a safer, healthier environment. And the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has issued a statement regarding a traffic accident in Annapolis that involved an ICE vehicle on Wednesday morning. According to a local newspaper, the DHS says ICE was attempting to conduct the targeted arrest of an MS-13 gang member with prior charges that included murder, armed robbery, and assault when a driver tried to bypass the scene and struck the ICE vehicle. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 371, the pick 4, 8404. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey guys, it's Carson. A politically divided country, trade war, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, the list goes on. Do you think these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? If you're not prepared, you could be in for a rude awakening. You've saved and grown your money once. You don't want to have to make it again. Just call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shah. With the Safe Retirement Solutions team, Rod and Paresh are published authors and radio hosts right here on WCBM. They can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your whole retirement plan. You want to get a handle on your retirement? If so, you can call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person visit or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120. Or visit them at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping your home warm all winter long. After the day off in Pittsburgh, Birds take the field this afternoon for the Pirates' home opener. 4:10 p.m. with Kyle Bradish on the hill. Baltimore manager Craig Albernez happy with the depth shown so far by his roster.
You envision this roster being where
We have 13 quality position players that can go out there and play, and so now it's making sure, finding time to get guys at bats, keeping them regular playing time.
Key contributions so far this season from Dylan Beavers off the bench, Leody Taveras with the home run the other night, and Jeremiah Jackson, not to mention Kobe Mayo filling in at third, Blaze Alexander at second. Questions surrounding Derrick Henry and the Ravens' running game for the upcoming season. What will it actually look like without Tyler Linderbaum and Patrick Ricard in front of him? Head coach Jesse Minter not quite ready yet to give us the details.
I'm so excited about Derrick. Having a running back like that, you know, getting downhill, running the football, being able to control the clock, being able to control the offense through the running game, I think is very powerful.
Off-season workout program begins on Monday, April 6th. NCAA basketball Final Four weekend kicks off tonight with the women taking center stage at 7 p.m., the Titanic Clash between two of the most decorated programs in women's college basketball history. Three-time NCAA champion South Carolina taking on 12-time champion UConn at 7. The Huskies are 38-0 on the year, and then at 9:30, another pair of top seeds. It'll be UCLA and Texas. Tomorrow, the men get underway. UConn coming off Braylon Mullen 35-foot buzzer beater, taking on Illinois at 6:09 p.m. Michigan and Arizona scheduled for 8:49 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, what happens when you wake up late for your Major League game? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
And just about a week or so left in the General Assembly session. It is time to check in once again with the Baltimore Sun. And our reporter this morning, Tinashe Chigurande, joins us. Good morning, Tinashe.
Morning, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
It is our pleasure. You've written a couple of stories I wanted to check in with you about and ask you about. And one is the Maryland Republican Party is pushing a bill that would to do what, make Medicaid the state would pay for weight loss drugs. They want the federal government. I think the federal government pays what, 60% of the Medicaid expenses. So they want the state to pick up the cost of these weight loss drugs here in Maryland. What's the status of that?
Well, this is a really interesting moment currently because every time you talk to Republicans, they will tell you that Democrats are often overspending taxpayer dollars and failing to bring in enough revenue in return. And yet, Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey actually asked his colleagues to pass a bill that would place a $449 million price tag on annual Medicaid funds to expand coverage of certain obesity treatments. And so the way things work currently in Maryland is that if you are on Medicaid, you can actually use it to pay for some of these weight loss medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, but only in the event that you have another critical condition. So like if you have heart problems or if you have sleep apnea and stuff like that. But Steve Hershey essentially is advocating to expand the rules around this to allow people to get access to this medication, even if they don't have these extra health challenges. And so it's an interesting moment because, you know, as much as he's asking for this $449 million price tag to be attached to Medicaid for these weight loss drugs, Democrats are actually pushing back strongly against it because they feel as though this would just balloon the deficit. And as we learned from the Department of Legislative Services about 2 or 3 months ago, the state is projected to have an increasing structural deficit in the next 3 to 4 years.
And so the argument that the Republicans are making, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, is that this is preventative. This is proactive. They're saying that if we can use the GLP-1s and get Medicaid to fund it for weight loss, for obesity, many times to people that have metabolic syndrome or whatever, that this might actually reduce health care costs. Are they backing that up with any data?
So when the Baltimore Sun paid attention to the floor debate, there wasn't much talked about, you know, what data is supporting this and, you know, where Republicans' argument is coming from. What Steve Hershey kept emphasizing was that if we tackle weight loss, then we would be able to essentially prevent costs and prevent the use of money on people who then come to hospitals with different health conditions, like you were mentioning, like sleep apnea, metabolic things like that. And so as far as it is concerned, if you do look at studies from like the NIH or from Harvard Medical School, there are links between, you know, some of these medical conditions and weight loss sort of helping them. But it was quite fascinating how the minority leader didn't really talk about them as much and really narrowed in on the fact that this money needs to be put towards Medicaid.
Yeah, and it's amazing because oftentimes one goes hand in hand with obesity. There often is diabetes or other medical conditions. So, and then we also know that the cost of these GLP-1s has come down with most favored nation drug pricing. So we'll have to wait and see if that comes to fruition. All right, more with Tinashe Jingarande in a moment on the problem within the Maryland Republican Party with one of their treasurers who's now been federally indicted on fraud charges. It's 8:13. Time for some traffic weather on the threes. In for Chuck Whitaker once again with the update. Here's Doug Kelly.
The report is there's a broken down vehicle in the roadway Beltway inner loop at Providence Road. Emergency road work on westbound Route 70 at Maryland 85 in Frederick. In Runnell County, Odenton for the closure of Telegraph Road in both directions between Jason's Landing Way and Norcross Road. This is because of a crash from the overnight that brought a pole of wires into the roadway. That issue in Essex 702 at Old Eastern Avenue, dealing with traffic lights on flash and an accident, all that has been cleared. Southbound 795 at Owings Mills Boulevard, they're reporting some debris in the roadway. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. We start off foggy and misty and then some sunshine later on this afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s with a slight breeze right now. 48 and cloudy in Forest Hill, and it's 52 in Dundalk. On our newsmaker hotline, Baltimore Sun reporter Tinashe Jingarande. The other big story involving the Maryland Republican Party is this accountant and or treasurer, James Appel, who's been federally indicted on fraud charges. Just how extensive are Appel's connections with the Maryland Republican Party, Tinashe?
So Appel is one of the top operatives who's been working for the Maryland Republican Party for a very long time. He was a founding treasurer of the Maryland Freedom Caucus, but he also worked for the Maryland Republican Party, managing its finances in many different capacities for almost the last decade. Additionally, he, you know, is connected to over 40 campaigns in Maryland, as well as, managing, you know, the finances of the House Republicans' campaign arm. And, you know, a lot of people very much trusted him and used him as, you know, a person who could manage their finances for the campaign. You know, you think of Delegate Kathy Shalega, you know, he was managing finances for her campaign, and she is someone who's quite well known within the Freedom Caucus and, you know, sort of known within Maryland's Republican brand. And so James Appel was very well connected and very much in the know.
In your story in the Sun paper, you say that in light of Appel's indictment, Shalega said his charges, quote, confirmed what many of us suspected. They exploited the trust and stole from the very people he was hired to serve. And was there any hint that Shalega or any other Republican elected official had suspected Appel of this prior to the federal indictment?
So about a month or two ago in February, the FBI actually brought in Appel for questioning regarding Shalega's campaign finances. According to what the FBI said, he was questioned about more than $100,000 in what the FBI described as an inconsistent bank balance tied to Shalaga's account. And so after those that news sort of came out, you know, what we heard from Republicans is that they sort of had their eyes a little more open because, you know, getting questioned by the FBI is not a small feat. And eventually when the indictment got unsealed on Monday, a lot of these Republicans who were sort of bristling at the FBI questioning finally realized that, you know, that bad feelings that they'd been having because of that was actually true. And if you look at Shalaga's statement, it was actually interesting because, you know, she called herself one of the victims in this case, which if you read the indictment actually does not name exactly who was affected by Appel's financial mismanagement. But Shalaga came out and said that she was a victim and that she had relied on him to handle her finances honestly. But, you know, he ended up diverting those funds, embezzling them, and she was very upset because, like many other campaigns, a lot of these funds come from hard-earned money from Maryland voters. You know, Maryland voters consistently give to campaigns to see the people that they want win.
Right. Do we know if the FBI had already been investigating Appel, or did they receive a tip from somebody about Appel, or did one of these Republicans report him to the FBI?
As far as we're concerned, that's a question that's still yet to be answered. But the news here, regardless, at the end of the day, is that one of the Maryland Republican Party's topmost operatives is connected to a very seedy case with regards to embezzlement of campaign funds.
All right, and finally, before we let you go here today, you had a piece on the comptroller. Brooke Learman has flagged over 5,000 suspicious tax returns and nearly $15 million in tax fraud. What is that all about?
So, as everyone probably knows, tax season, we are fully into tax season. The deadline to file your taxes is April 15th. And at the Board of Public Works meeting on Wednesday, the comptroller sort of gave the state an update on how the office has been approaching tax season and how everything's been going. And, you know, they have a really huge staff that's been dedicated towards monitoring all of this. And what they found was, as you mentioned, 5,000 suspicious tax returns and over $15 million in fraud ahead of this April 15 filing deadline. Now, when you talk to legal experts, tax experts, they say that, you know, obviously hearing that there's this much fraud in the state that's being committed by bad faith actors with regards to taxes, hearing these numbers is quite astonishing. However, it also is reflective of a national trend. You know, bad actors have sort of improved their ability to scam people, especially with the dawn of artificial intelligence. And, you know, the rate at which people are committing financial fraud is increasing. And so when you talk to tax experts, when you talk to legal experts, they're not too surprised because what's happening in Maryland is essentially happening across the country.
Yeah, and California as well. All right, Tinashe, thanks so much. You have a good holiday weekend. We'll talk to you again in the near future. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
It's our pleasure. Tinashe Chingarande of the Baltimore Sun. And yeah, well, if we have time, we'll get to that fraud in California. That's just off the charts, the hospice fraud that is being committed in L.A. County. And then we have this new Vice President Vance is leading up the fraud task force. And we have a new Associate Attorney General, I think his name is Colin McDonald, at the Justice Department, who announced just yesterday they're going after fraud with, you know, everything they got. So one wonders if some of what the activities here in Maryland are going to send up some red flags to the fraud task force at the federal level. It's 820. Tim Kyle, Electric Heating and Cooling. Whether you have electrical needs, interior, exterior wiring, landscaping, they do an incredible job. Excellent service, commitment to dedication and craftsmanship. And they've branched out to HVAC now. And I would recommend that you call and schedule your maintenance check on your AC system now before it gets really, really hot. And typically, it's a nominal fee. It's obviously under $100. And you'll come out. and take a look at your system and make sure that your filters have been changed and are properly placed, and that you're working, all the parts that are working, and something needs to be in repair, they can do that. And or, of course, you might need a shot of refrigerant, which obviously would cost extra, but that's something that they'll check out. Make sure that when you turn on your AC, it's there when you need it, and it's not going to cost you more than it should, because we all know these high electric bills. You really should invest in making sure twice a year that you keep your heating and air conditioning systems maintained, because otherwise it could cost you money that you you shouldn't have to pay. So call Tim Kyle today, 410-876-9404. Tell him I sent you, 410-876-9404. Or you can go online, timkylecompany.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Donald Trump giving Iran every ultimatum, every opportunity to do what we asked them to do, to get out of the nuke business, to get out of the terror business, and every single time they stuck up their middle finger at us. And it took 2 months to get the ships and everything over there, and they gathered off the coast just like they did in Venezuela, and then they pulled the trigger, and then they started kicking butt. And on day one, Democrats started saying it was a disaster.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, Joe has written in from Glen Burnie, saying, texted into the show, even before the arguments in front of the Supreme Court this week, I did not expect birthright citizenship would be approved, in part because of the morally bankrupt Chief Justice John Roberts, and likely Barrett and Gorsuch would go along with Roberts. Yeah, I share the sentiment. I think Roberts is going to vote with the left. I think Gorsuch will vote with the right on this one. It's Barrett. I think Amy Coney Barrett is the one to watch, and that will be fascinating to do so. All right, take 23. Traffic weather on the threes again, and once again, we've got an update with the king of all traffic, who's off today. So he sent in his royal jester, Doug Kelly.
Baltimore County, some debris reported southbound 795 before the Beltway. That broken down vehicle Beltway inner loop at Providence Road has been cleared. In Odenton, Telegraph Road remains closed northbound and southbound between Norcross Lane and Jason's Landing Way. This is because of the crash that knocked a pole and wires into the roadway. This happened in the overnight hours. Fog continues at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. All lanes are open. Just stay cautious as you cross over the bay with the fog out over the water. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Easter weekend. Foggy, misty start today. Sunshine later on. Upper 70s with a slight breeze. Tomorrow, even nicer. Highs near 80. And then on Sunday, we are expecting some rain on Easter Sunday, unfortunately. Right now, cloudy 51 in Middle River, 52 in Pasadena. Time for America's 250 birthday celebration. American 250 is sponsored by Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. Three significant events happening in America's history on this day. First, April 3rd, 1776. In a bill signed by John Hancock, its president of the Continental Congress, and dated April 3, 1776. The Continental Congress issued instructions to the commanders of private ships or vessels of war, which shall have commissions or of letters of marque and reprisal, authorizing them to make capture of British vessels and cargoes. The letter stated, you may, by force of arms, attack, subdue, and take all ships and other vessels belonging to the inhabitants of Great Britain on the high seas or between high water and low water marks, except ships and vessels bringing persons who intend to settle and reside in the United Colonies, or bringing arms, ammunition, or warlike stores to the said colonies for the use of such inhabitants thereof as are friends to the American cause, which you shall suffer to pass unmolested, the commanders there are of permitting a peaceable search and giving satisfactory information of the contents of the ladings and destinations of these voyages. So really, this was a distinction between pirates and privateers. Now, privates did it for their own benefit, and privateers did it for the good of the country, authorized by the Continental Congress. So on this day in April 3rd of 1860, the Pony Express, mail traveling by horse and rider relay teams, simultaneously leave St. Joseph, Missouri and Sacramento, California. 10 days later, on April 13th, the westbound rider and mail packet completed the approximately 1,800-mile journey and arrived in Sacramento, beating the eastbound packet's arrival by 2 days and setting a new standard for speedy mail delivery. Ultimately, the Pony Express, short-lived and unprofitable, but it certainly caught the attention of most Americans. The initial cost of the Pony Express delivery was $5 for every half ounce of mail. With the advent of the first transcontinental telegraph, though, in October of 1861, the Pony Express would cease most of its operations. And finally, on this day in 1865, the rebel Confederate capital of Richmond, Virginia, falls to the Union, the most significant sign the Confederacy is ending or nearing its final days. On the eve of April 2nd, the Confederate government fled the city with its army right behind. In the morning of April 3rd, blue-coated troops entered the capital. Richmond was the holy grail of the Union war effort, the object of 4 years of campaigning. Tens of thousands of Yankee lives were lost trying to get it, and nearly as many Confederate lives lost trying to defend it. Among the first forces into the capital that day were black troopers from the 5th Massachusetts Cavalry. And then the very next day, President Abraham Lincoln visited Richmond. And for the residents of Richmond, obviously for the Confederate sympathizers, symbols of a world turned upside down. And for blacks and others in the North, it was a day for dancing and rejoicing as Richmond had fallen. And that is a look at America 250.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it, you need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321 1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
Reaction pouring in from listeners. They don't like Steve Hershey and Maryland GOP's bill for the Medicaid for the GLP-1s. Fred says this type of spending of taxpayers' funds benefits drug companies that contribute to politicians' campaigns. The type of policy should be avoided. People should eat less and exercise more. In August agrees. Prevention is don't eat like a hog and get up off your butt and move, instead of expecting taxpayers to pay for some medication that costs thousands of dollars. So, not a good idea, Senator Hershey. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Up next, Delegate Nino Mangione. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. The former president of Rising Sun Junior Football League and Cheer LLC is accused of stealing money from the organization. 32-year-old Eric Starkey of Hampstead is facing charges for the theft of more than $46,000, which he allegedly used to make personal mortgage and loan payments and buy items that included sex toys and lingerie. According to charging documents, Starkey is accused of stealing money from the league's bank account from August of 2023 until August of 2025. He resigned from the position around 2 weeks before police began to investigate the missing funds. And a section of Reisterstown Road is scheduled to be resurfaced beginning next week. The State Highway Administration says the $424,000 project will take place overnight on a 1.6-mile stretch of the roadway from Crossroads Drive and Village Queen Drive northwest to Painters Mill Road, near the Wegmans Shopping Center. Crews will be working from 9 p.m. until 5 a.m. to replace the old asphalt and restripe the road, with a goal of completing the project by late June. And the MVA's Highway Safety Office is partnering with the state police for a fifth year to offer a free motorcycle training class. The Motor Officers Teaching Other Riders Safety one-day course is open to motorcyclists with a valid motorcycle license and insurance. The classes will begin on April 13th and will be taught by experienced law enforcement officers throughout the state. The Maryland Motors classes are open for registration on a first-come, first-served basis. And Brandon Scott has released a statement following Thursday's police-involved shooting in the 1700 block of Pennsylvania Avenue. The mayor says the city is fully cooperating with the investigation, and the police department will follow all internal investigation protocol. It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
Was an accident working in Laurel, northbound BW Parkway, Patuxent River Bridge in Anne Arundel County. Was blocking a left lane, but it's just been cleared from the roadway. Traffic on the Baltimore Beltway looking just fine, but there is an accident reported out in Frederick County, eastbound 70 at Ridge Road in Odenton, Anne Arundel County. Telegraph Road closed in both directions between Jason's Landing Way and Norcross Lane because of the accident. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off cool for your Friday morning. Foggy and misty conditions as well. Do expect the sun to break out a little bit later today in warmer numbers with highs in the upper 70s. Breezy to windy conditions as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It'll be an historic day in Pittsburgh today when the Pirates open at home against the Orioles. Pittsburgh calling up Connor Griffin, MLB's number one prospect, with news breaking of an impending deal for Griffin, 9 years, $140 million for the shortstop. It will be the largest ever given to a player before making his MLB debut. And his journey to this moment is remarkable in and of itself. A go-kart accident at 8 years old nearly derailed his entire life, nearly costing him his left eye. Meanwhile, the Birds 3-3 on the year, their first road trip of the season. Manager Albernez asked after the Rangers series what, if anything, changes for his young team.
Nothing changes. It's just day one mentality. No off day tomorrow. Happy flight and game one in Pittsburgh.
Bird sending Kyle Bradish to the hill for his second turn through the rotation, looking to go deeper than the 4 2/3 he pitched last Saturday against the Minnesota Twins. Elsewhere in baseball, it was an alarm clock malfunction, apparently, for Royals catcher Carter Jensen, who was supposed to be behind the plate yesterday for Kansas City's game against the Twins. Salvador Perez had to suit up instead. Jensen wasn't available to the media afterwards, but his teammate Vinny Pasquantino was.
First and foremost, we're glad Carter's okay, right? I mean, that was kind of the initial thought when you're trying to get a hold of his parents and everything like that, to just make sure everything's okay. But once you find out he's okay, it's like, all right.
MASL playoffs began last night in California. The Strikers beating the Wave 6-3. The Blast have a bye this weekend. They'll play the winner of that series, but according to the team's Facebook page, they'll play it on the road. due to venue unavailability at CQ Arena in Towson. Should the Blast advance past the semifinals, the MASL Championship Final is scheduled to be played at CQ Arena on April 25. UMBC Lacrosse has its coach back, Ryan Moran, who had been on administrative leave pending an investigation for a hazing incident in the program, has been cleared of all charges and is eligible to resume his coaching duties. Moran will join the team, who was 2-6 without him, this weekend at UMass Lowell when the Retrievers take on the Riverhawks in an America East Conference game. Happy heavenly birthday today to Colts Hall of Fame offensive lineman, the big Jim Parker, played in the 58 and 59 championship games. Born on this day in 1934, after his playing days were over, Parker owned a liquor store in Baltimore known as Jim Parker's Pub, located at Liberty Heights Avenue and Garrison Boulevard in Northwest. Ran the business from 64 until 99 when he retired due to a stroke. And on this day in Oriole history, we take you back 71 years ago to the day, April 3, 1955, the team pulling off the first triple play in Orioles history, 3-6-2. That's first to short, covering second to the plate against the old Kansas City Athletics. The time now is 8:37. Have a good Friday and a happy Easter, everybody. And that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Take 37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Time to go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione. Good morning, Delegate.
Sean, good morning to you, and I want to say have a blessed Good Friday, of course, and a happy Easter to you and the audience that are going to be.
Same to you and family and this during this Holy Week and this blessed time. And we're also winding down the Maryland General Insane Asylum, as I call it, and of which you are a member. You're one of the sane members, very few of them there. And this is, you know, a week where we saw 16 members of the House Republicans vote for this Democrat budget boondoggle, 7 over in the Senate. In fact, I sent emails to all 7 senators, only heard from Jack Bailey. That was it. The other 6, including Chris West and a few others, didn't even bother to respond. So a very disappointing show by some members in the Republican Party. But what are your thoughts on the way this whole budget has come together?
Yeah, well, Sean, I agree with you. I mean, if I break down this budget a little bit, it's really, I'd say it's a disaster. Marylanders deserve to know exactly what happened here. And this 2027 budget, again, a disaster, plain and simple. They increased spending, Sean, by over $4 billion from the last budget. So the total budget is roughly around $71 billion. And yet, somehow, you know, with $71 billion, this budget does nothing to fix the, well, I should say almost nothing to fix the massive deficits that we know are coming next year and beyond. $4 billion deficit, still structural deficit for 2030. So what this actual budget really did, I mean, it didn't solve the problem. They basically hid it. The governor, the Democratic leadership, they move money around. They shift funds from one place to the other. They push costs down to the county. I mean, they raided certain funds, and that's their playbook. I mean, what it really means is, I mean, they push to you, local taxpayers, you're going to pay for this mismanagement. They didn't cut spending. Only in government, Sean, is it a cut when you spend $4 billion more. They did not make the truly tough decisions they needed. They just passed the buck. And what should really concern people is that they rushed this through on Monday night at around 9:30. That rarely ever happens that we have something like that happen. It limits debate. It's not transparent. We didn't have time to fully analyze the changes. And even if they were small, they should have waited until Tuesday. But it's very important to know. I mean, if you want to put this in perspective, Sean, Pennsylvania has 13 million people. That's more than double Maryland's population. Yet their budget is $53 billion. And that's with a Democrat governor. We have $6.3 billion yet we spend 6.3 million people. We spend $71 billion, almost $18 billion more than Pennsylvania, and we have half the population. That's because this state, that's not normal. This is not a sustainable budget. It's not responsible, and it comes down to one thing, and that's leadership, or I guess I could say failure of leadership, and that's what's happening in the state of Maryland. Truly, it's a disgrace because it is so much money out of the back pocket of hardworking taxpayers. In Pennsylvania, they're managing their budget, and we're being run by big spenders who refuse to take accountability. With Governor Moore constantly pointing the finger, we heard him blame Hogan so many times, he's blamed Trump, and at some point, this governor has to take responsibility for his failures. The Democrat supermajority in the House, it's led by Ben Barnes on the Appropriations Committee. Ben Barnes has bragged about being a tax and spend Democrat. I mean, that's, he would take that as a compliment. So that's why we get these bloated budgets, these structural deficits, this burden on the taxpayers. And what's amazing to me, to make matters worse, Sean, is that this budget, the one of the actual cuts that happened was to the most vulnerable of us all, those who are actually suffering from disabilities. The Developmental Disabilities Department was slashed, and we heard loud and clear from their advocates. As a matter of fact, my friend is the old baseball player, B.J. Surhoff. I've gotten to know B.J. over the years, and his son is disabled. He came down. There were hundreds of these advocates for the disabilities. When Casa de Maryland comes down, they really listen. I guess when the Department of, or when these disabled individuals and their advocates come, it wasn't enough to stop the massive cuts for them. Unbelievable. Marylanders deserve better. This is just, I mean, this is gimmicks. It's accounting tricks. It's an election year budget, so they hid the tax cuts, I mean, the tax increases that are coming in the future. I proudly voted no against it.
Yeah, and you, I think, hit it right on the head. Massive money for illegal aliens in this state, but not so much for law-abiding Marylanders, including those that have disabilities. I think a budget does show the values of the Democrat Party, and they have their fingerprints all over it. You warned us about Jocelyn Peña Melnick. You said she was going to be worse than Adrian Jones. And that stunt she pulled the other night in which they had Pelosi was there, and they did all the little personal and shout-outs and everything else. And then at the last second, forced a budget vote. I want to get your thoughts on that coming back in just a second. It's 8:43. Traffic weather on the threes. And for Chuck Whitaker this morning is Doug Kelly.
Congestion southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway between Arundel Mills Boulevard and 175. Got new traffic lights on Flash Providence Road at Hampton Lane. Also, that earlier situation, 702 at Old Eastern Avenue, was reported clear, but now they say those traffic lights still on Flash. This is out in Essex. In Harford County, emergency utility work affecting Priestford Road at Harmony Church Road, so watch out for lanes being blocked. Howard County southbound 29 at 216, crash moved out of the roadway to the far right shoulder. There's a reported pull down, but it looks to be off to the side of the road. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 says the weather authorities are going to be foggy and misty to start, and sure was. Maybe some sunshine later on. Upper 70s, slight breeze today. Right now 52 and cloudy in the city, 51 in Stevens. On our Newsmaker Hotline, Delegate Nino Mangione, Republican, Baltimore County, goes on the House. And, you know, again, this stunt that was pulled the other night, we had Republicans praising, some Republicans, praising Peña Melnick's selection as Speaker and saying that they would, she would hear them out, they would get a fair shake. And that stunt that was pulled the other night, Nino, where at the last second, they squeezed in the vote on BRFA. I hope that opened up their eyes to just how unjust and unfair that was.
Yeah, I agree with you, Sean. The entire way they approached this at the very end by ramming that down their throats, even though they made changes without any time to really discuss. Listen, the Speaker of the House, Peña Melnick, she has a very nice demeanor about it. But with that said, she has taken this House into the extreme. I mean, it was already very bad and now she's made it far, far worse. This is, the legislature in general, I'm telling you, and the Speaker and the Senate President, listen, the Senate President, another guy, he may have stood up to Westmore on one thing, but he's as bad as the rest of them when it comes to the direction that he's sending this state. Look, they rammed down an amendment in this budget. We put forth a number of good amendments. One, you mentioned illegal aliens, Sean. They had an amendment that they added to the state budget that says that local law enforcement agencies must prove that they're not working with ICE, which, by the way, only to keep our communities safe from illegal aliens just rampantly running around our communities. But if they can't certify that they're not participating with ICE, then they're going to withhold funding from them. This is what you got in the state budget. This is what's coming from the Speaker. This is what's coming from the Senate President. And that is so irresponsible for public safety. And yeah, when they put in the new Speaker, I said this from day one, whether she's a nice person or not, they're going to push this state further and further to the left. We have individuals like Gabe Acevedo, who is in public safety committee chair. I mean, this guy is anti-police to the T. It's unbelievable. So the people that she put in charge, some of these committees, I knew from the start it would be a tough session, and it's all playing out.
On to the Baltimore County Council. Next week, they're going to decide whether to repeal the full-time pay provision, which passed by charter amendment in 2024. Now Councilman Julian Jones has come out. He wants to scrap it. Izzy Patoka, both of them running for county executive, by the way. Izzy Patoka wants to keep it. Where do you fall on this? Because I know you're running for county council. Would you vote to repeal it?
Yeah, I would, Sean. The council, they decided, next week they're going to proceed with this tremendous raise that they were going to give themselves. And, Sean, we've talked about this a little bit before. I would never vote to raise my own salary or benefits. I mean, that's unbelievable what they did with the pension. Never would I do that. They doubled their own pension. But in December, the personnel and salary advisory board, just a little background for the audience, they actually recommended raising the council salaries from $69,000 to $140,000. And the council, they can reject or lower that recommendation, but they cannot raise it, right? And this is, Sean, this is a money grab. Let's call it what it is. This is a money grab. It came after the council was caught trying to double their pensions as part of the money grab as well. The council repealed that awful idea after they got caught. The workload, what people need to understand, the workload was actually cut because they expanded from 7 to 9. So you now have more council people and a smaller district. So where the hell does that happen where you do less work and actually make more of a salary? For me, Sean, and I was with Pat Dyer last night, this is about public service. It's not about the money. It's also about common sense. Again, where in the world do you cut the workload and raise the salary? Sadly, there's actually, believe it or not, Sean, there's a candidate running in the seat that I'm running for that is going around there, and her name is Shawn McIntosh. She's a far-left Democrat, and she's going about there doing interviews saying how she thinks the salaries ought to be increased, according to her statement in The Sun, that she was saying this is what the people want and this is what should happen. And, Sean, she's never been elected to anything, and the first thing she just runs around as a radical liberal, and the first thing she says in The Sun is how they should double the salary of the position she's running for. Certainly, again, not about service to her, I guess, but I oppose the salary increase. Elected officials should be focused in Baltimore County on the service and things, the real issues, not about the money, not about increasing these salaries. Julian Jones, I think, again, I mean, I think he got caught. This is a political reaction after being caught based on the pension stuff. And, you know, last night I sat in traffic for, I have to give a shout out, Sean, here, for over an hour and a half from Annapolis just to come all the way back to Lutherville Timonium to support Pat Dyer for county executive and his candidacy. And I will say, what an event. He had a lot of momentum. There must have been about 100 people there at his house for a fundraiser. And the point is, I want to make this point, whoever Pat runs against on the county council, as long as it's not Nick Stewart, if it's one of those three councilmen, they're all going to have to explain why they voted to increase their or double their pension. So that's an issue right there that Pat has going for him. It was great to see Kevin Ford, who's our Senate candidate for our slate. We have a lot of momentum. Last night was an incredible event for Pat. Kevin Ford was in Carroll County gaining support there and then made it into Lutherville. So we're very busy. We're working very hard to change Baltimore County. Chuck Murphy, our candidate for delegate. And, yeah, Maggie Dominowski. Can't forget Maggie, my good friend. We're very busy heading into this election. And just about 2.5 months, I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that, Sean. It's unbelievable how fast time is going with the session winding down, and we're going full speed ahead into the election here.
Yep, and as a county resident myself, I am tired of the pay-to-play nonsense, the developer influence on much of the county. Not that they don't have a say, but we've known that there have been some sketchy, shady dealings in the past, and of course, this self-dealing, as you've just mentioned, the pension and
the
salary. Yeah, that is just you want to vote on an increase? Do it for the next incoming council, not for yourself. And I do know in Montgomery and PG County, they have full-time salaries. We can have that debate, but don't reward yourself with it, and that's the key point here. Delegate, always a pleasure, and that charter vote is coming up on Monday, so we'll check with you probably next week at the end of close to the end of the session.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
Have
a happy
Easter.
Happy Easter, Nino. Talk to you soon. All right, it's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour, and time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some
our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance. A woman in New Zealand was walking her border collie when she fell down a 180-foot waterfall, had to be airlifted out. Amazingly, the woman survived. But her border collie, Molly, was separated from her when she fell. Donations were raised for a search and rescue helicopter. They did find Molly not too far away from the waterfall. Here's Molly and her owner, Jessica Johnston, reuniting.
I only got like 3 fingers to pet it with. Oh, should it hurt to cry? Thank you. If only you could go.
That's a great, heartwarming story, and that, of course, is we're wrapping up the week for our Feel Good News segment, brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, Kim Klasick here, and if you've been thinking about upgrading your appliances, take my word for it. Town Appliance has everything you're looking for. Now's the perfect time to visit during their 47th anniversary shopping event. Their showroom is exciting and packed with top brands like GE, Cafe, and Monogram, plus 70 other brands to choose from. Mayer and Mayer are wonderful to work with and will keep you at or under budget with zero pressure. Just real help. Visit townappliance.com and look for the anniversary banner giveaway for a chance to win a free coffee machine. No purchase necessary.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Day 53, time for the final traffic report of this rush hour. In for Chuck Whitaker once again, Doug Kelly.
Traffic light trouble in a couple of places, including Providence Road at Hampton Lane. Signals there are on flash. Also 702 at Old Eastern Avenue. The traffic signal's on flash. There's emergency utility work affecting northbound 136 in Harford County. That's Priestford Road at Harmony Church Road. Down into Odenton for the closure of Telegraph Road between Norcross Lane and Jason's Landing Way. The accident from the overnight brought a pull on wires into the roadway, so try to avoid the area. Fog at the Bay Bridge. All lanes are open, 2 east and 3 west, but take care as you cross the bay. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a foggy, misty start to the day. Sunshine later on this afternoon. Upper 70s and a slight breeze tomorrow. Nicer day near 80, and then some rain, unfortunately, Easter Sunday. Not quite sure if you'd be better off waiting for the Easter egg hunt later in the day or early in the morning, but I hope you get to squeeze it in. Right now, 52 and cloudy in Annapolis, 52 in Ellicott City. Is Olivia get juiced about the Easter egg hunt?
Well, you know what? So we split weekends, her mother and I. So she's with her dad
this
Easter.
She's with dad this weekend.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Yeah. So, but I'm sure, you know what? He'll probably just take her shopping. That's what Daddy usually does. She tells me all the time, I like going to Daddy's house. I get whatever I want.
Like, I
of
bet.
Of course you do.
Of course you do.
So I don't know what she's going to do, but I'm sure she'll be at church. That's for sure.
Okay.
So we got lots to talk about today. We do have a guest at 10 o'clock, Steve Whistler out of Carroll County. I did not know this, but he was a linguist in the Navy. He spent a lot of time in Iran, so he's going to talk to us about the latest updates and give us his perspective. Also, of course, the big story of the day.
Pam Bondi.
Pam Bondi is out. Who's in, Sean? Who is it going to be?
Everyone keeps saying Lee Zeldin, which...
Which I saw out of left field.
He's competent. He's well-liked inside the Beltway.
I like him at the EPA, though.
I do, too. my choice, I'm going for the throat here on this. Either Jeanine Pirro or Alina Haba would be great choices.
Yes. Or, you know what? I'm good with Harmeet Dhillon, too.
Yeah, Harmeet would be a good one. That's a good one, yeah.
We got to get people that are really ready to do the work. Yep. And, I understand it, and I think it's a great strategy. I don't know if this is possibly why, but, I mean, we could lose the Senate in November.
Mm-hmm.
And so these confirmations got to get in there now. So, you know, if Pam Bondi's gone, I heard Tulsi Gabbard could be on her way out.
White House is denying that.
They're denying it. So, but if they're thinking about it, I would say do it now.
From the deep state. They're the ones that want her out.
Yeah. I would say if they're thinking about it, they should do it now because we got to get these people confirmed if that's who they truly want. So we'll talk about the big story of the day. And then, of course, dirt bikes all over Baltimore City and even a crash that was caused on Tuesday night.
It's every year and it never gets any better.
They don't care at all. No. The leaders, they act like this is like the culture of the city.
I had a listener tell me this morning they got pulled over for their taillight or headlight was out or something. They get pulled over, and while they're pulled over, five dirt bikes go racing past the patrol officer.
And he's not allowed to chase them, so they just keep on going.
Exactly.
I hate it. Anyways, we'll talk about it.
All right, so coming up on Kim Plasek Live right at 9 o'clock. Always entertaining and informative. So Republicans are, look, I understand that you need to be critical of the governor. Not sure this rises to the top of the heap here, but apparently there's a full-time position. Governor Moore is hiring for a digital communications director and digital director to coordinate podcast and his digital-first media bookings. And it's about $100,000 to $120,000 a year. Yes, it's taxpayer-funded. Delegate Matt Morgan is questioning whether or not it's needed.
People dabble in social media all the time. We, Maryland Freedom Caucus, do a lot. I try to put a lot out on my page just for transparency. But let me get this is just for fun. And this is a taxpayer position at over $100,000 a year. We're trying to cut back costs everywhere.
And the social media positions, they're not new in state government, and many agencies and organizations hire for these positions. And so Morgan was asked the question, well, why is this position different?
I think it's just a little bit different because of the time that we're in. Maryland, we've had running deficit year after year.
The governor's office, Senior Press Secretary Amara Moussa said this is not a new position in the governor's office. It's an existing role. We are backfilling, focused on helping Marylanders access information and resources from their government. We hope all elected Republicans will join the governor and his team in recognizing that communicating with constituents across platforms is a basic part of public service, blah, blah, blah. And I get that. This is really going after cookie crumbs when you should be going after the whole cookie. But I will say this, that every single tax dollar should be looked at and reviewed as to whether or not it's needed. I would encourage this new digital director to be as transparent as possible, but that starts with the governor, and we just don't seem to have that commitment as of yet. What should President Trump do if the Supreme Court rules against him? Well, here's some thoughts. Designate the birth tourism facilitators as foreign exploitation networks under the Immigration and Nationality Act. Good idea. Every hospital must report within 2 hours via the new ICE portal any birth that the mother is not legal permanent resident or is temporary or is illegal, and then direct the Social Security Administration, state, and DHS to presume that any child born to a mother is either unlawfully present or on a temporary non-immigrant visa, that they are subject to the jurisdiction under the 1898 original meaning. I'd agree with all that. We'll see. That might be the stuff that he has as backup in his arsenal. All right, thanks for the week, and we want you. I'll be off on Monday, be back on Tuesday. Jeff McDonald will be here on Monday. I want you to have a wonderful Easter Sunday and a holiday. We'll see you back here on Tuesday. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.